Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody keep cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That's right. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the spot.
Man.
Well, I'm just sad you didn't jump out of my birthday cake today, Robbie.
Oh, the night is young.
The night is young.
The night she is young, no?
The creatures of the night, what beautiful music they make.
Oh, very scary. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Transitional Vaginal Stage and all the ships at sea. It's a program so big you got to use a shoehorn to fit it in.
Yeah,
that's
the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello and thank you for listening coast-to-coast and nationwide. It's a national show via the auspices of Westwood One, darling.
The good people at Westwood One.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara right here. That's why every stinking day we insist you refer to it as your Cotton Dick and Don and Mike Show.
Bring in the plates because it's time to spin them.
Bring on the show, honey. Coming to you live from the radio station that smells like underwear.
Yes, it does. Old underwear.
Radio station WJFK, our home station in Washington, D.C. Ken Stevens. Senor Stevens covered with hideous skin tags. He is up in his third office, third floor office.
That's right.
Sitting up in his big chair, just trying to look important, shuffling papers around.
Right on.
Jeremy Coleman, the Gerbil Program Director. Big Daddy Mel, ruling the world from New York City. Of course, our agent, Junior Soprano. And look at that. We've spent so much time talking about Ken and the way this radio station smells. Didn't even have time to tell you soccer moms, please. I hope you've taken Junior and Missy and moved them way to the back of the minivan, for I have just whipped it out.
Either that's a party hat or you've put it in the pencil sharpener.
That's an owie, Mike.
Oh, my God.
That's a boo-boo.
Somebody was celebrating his birthday early.
Little early. Well, the perfectly executed open this big-time major market radio show, Arbitron, rated with 5 million kooky, crazy listeners. And we're very proud of the fact that this show has 5 million rated listeners, and we thank you for your patronage.
Yeah.
Here he is, to my left and to your right, Siffy the Olsen Slayer. Hello there, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Here he is, Michael J. Atheist.
No, well, no.
Buzz J. Swinger.
Used to be.
All of the above.
It's just
okay.
Some.
Well, welcome to the show.
And without further ado, as a tradition on every birthday show, when it's your birthday, I always present you with a heartfelt card.
Thank you.
To celebrate your 41st year on this planet.
Now, officially my birthday, not till tomorrow.
That is correct. And I just, you know, it's from the heart, and I'd like you to...
Would you like me to share it with everybody?
I'd like you to share with everybody, perhaps, with a little background music, because that's always very appropriate, too. You know?
Rob?
Rob, can we get a little music for Don to read his card? Something romantic. Please.
Something romantic. No, then we don't want this.
No.
No, that won't do.
No, that's not romantic.
How about this, Mike?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Happy birthday, girlfriend. That's what the cover says. Then I'll open it up. When I needed an honest opinion, you were there. When I needed to cry my heart out, you were there, crying too.
That's right.
When I needed to laugh and forget, you were there.
Absolutely.
When I didn't want your opinion, you were there.
Well,
that part is really true. When I was having a bad hair day, you were there.
Yes, you were.
When I didn't lose those pounds, you were there.
Absolutely, girlfriend.
You know, a lot of things in this card are really true.
Why do you think I picked it?
When no one seemed to understand, you were there.
Amen.
So please, never forget, I want to be there for you the way you are always there for me. Have a great day, girlfriend. And then it's signed, Charlie.
Yes. There you go.
So damn thank you, Mike. This
happy
will go
birthday.
Right in the scrapbook along with a flower that I will press between the two pages.
Thank you, girlfriend.
To make sure, no, thank you, girlfriend. To make sure that this special day is always remembered.
Every now and then, you know, the key is taking enough time to find the right card. Absolutely.
And you did.
They're all out there.
And as great as this card was, the card that Mike gave me off the air, even better.
We always have the one card for on air and the card for off the air.
Both with their own type of comedy value, though.
I have a special one for you also. It's waiting for you upstairs, as a matter of fact.
You know what, Buzz? I apologize to you and Robet.
That's quite all right.
That, the boys were waiting to present me with the birthday gift.
Waiting like a couple of schoolgirls. They came up into the... You know, they never... Buzz and Rob never come into the office together, and they just came bounding up like within 15 seconds of each other.
Special occasion.
And then Buzz was over reading reading the magazine like this. Just waiting.
Just filling time.
And I knew that we had some business to talk over before the show, and I was going to actually dismiss them, but then you came in, and then they were dismissed after that, and then they didn't get their gifts up. But I think we've got to... I can't speak for them, but they're probably... You know, are you okay with the gifts not being open?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm very excited for him to open the card. You know, that's really the best part.
Well, my birthday's not till tomorrow.
That's right.
Technically, really,
that's right. Going to be 41
and you
tomorrow.
Want to save some of the fun for then.
Yeah, and I would have liked to have opened the gifts before the show, but, you know... Had a meeting with Ken.
Right.
Had to do some recording stuff for the Redskins season.
Can I just tell you, there's only one gift. I know what Rob got you, and I think Rob, would you agree? That's a perfect on air gift to open.
I agree. You
think
so?
I think that one could be opened on the air.
It's for the office.
Office.
Then bring them down.
Bring it. Yeah. And Buzz, I don't know about you.
Just bring them down.
I know you hate to do this because I don't open my gifts on the.
I think it's boring to hear. It's like. You know what?
It's quick. It's just a couple of things.
It's the equivalent of Christmas morning when, frankly, the only person who cares about the gifts being opened are the person who's receiving the gifts.
For me, I'm actually curious to see what you got. And I know Rob's. I want to see Rob's gift.
What did I tell you yesterday?
Yes.
You did exactly as I had requested.
Yeah.
A great box of cigars.
Yeah, it's better than cash. You said it was better than cash.
Very happy with that. And thank God you didn't get me the other gift you had thought about getting.
Yeah. I was almost going to get him a Harley Davidson motorcycle jacket. Not the kind that has the buckles or anything. Mm-hmm. Actually, like the kind that we're giving away here that looks more like a baseball jacket. But then I said...
The jacket that I would never wear.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't. And it was more, it was more expensive than I wanted to spend.
I could have draped that jacket on my Slam Man. I saw one of those jackets up in Tammy's office. Because, I think in the month of October, we're giving away a couple of Harley Davidson motorcycles on this show.
Yes, we are. Great Harley Davidsons. And, the tobacco store. Well, the reason I was thinking about that, the first tobacco store... My regular cigar store that I went to, the guy was from Albert Brooks, an Albert Brooks movie. Where it was, I don't know.
That was the answer to everything. When Albert Brooks was trying to check into the hotel
in Vegas.
No, it's
really more definitive than that. It was no. No, first question. Mm-hmm. No to the second question. No to the third question. Mm-hmm. No to the fourth question.
Ouch.
So then, went to another place and was able to track him down.
Well, much appreciated, and I do thank you very much.
Smoked him in good health.
Oh, I will.
Absolutely is. That's what everyone always says to me when I'm smoking cigars. Smoke them in good health.
Or cigarettes.
Yes, cigarettes. Smoke cigarettes in good health.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
You're not really a cigar guy anymore.
No, I'm not.
No.
Be lying if I said that.
And the other day when you said on here you dropped a pen in your car.
Yeah.
I think you really dropped a cigarette, right?
Of course, we're just talking about cigarettes for the show.
Of course.
We're just talking about cigarettes for the show.
Just the show.
Yeah, because I really don't smoke cigarettes. I'm just writing something down here. And I don't smoke cigarettes.
Oh,
John.
Okay. Right.
Of course not.
I got it.
Absolutely not.
Well, I don't think the insurance guy's listening.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Where's Robbie's gift?
Oh, mine's over here.
Robbie, let me open yours first. Since everybody seems to think that's a good one. If it's something for the office.
Yeah, it's for the office.
All right, well,
it's
thank
big.
You. Thank you, Rob. I see on the card, look at, Rob is so talented, signing our publicity pictures now.
Right, with our autograph on the outside of
it. He's actually signed it with my own signature.
It's a little personal, so don't necessarily read it on the air, just glance at it.
Okay. Okay. You gotta give the boy credit.
Absolutely.
You do make me laugh, Rob.
He takes that theme, doesn't
you
he?
You do make me laugh. You son of a bitch.
All right.
On any other day, that would have been funny, Rob.
I'm just real curious about this one. America wants to know what you got for your birthday.
All right. I'll let you know. It is. Now, Rob, that is beautiful.
You like that?
I mean it. That is beautiful.
That is a great gift.
A giant framed, looks like it was drawn with charcoal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
picture of Mr. John Gotti.
Right.
Now, that's beautiful. And, Rob, no offense.
Yeah?
This is not being wasted on our office.
Oh, really?
This is going in my cave at home.
Huh? There you go. That's the highest compliment.
That's what I was hoping for.
Right next to my picture of Elvis. I mean it.
Very nice.
Now, that's a good gift.
That is a wonderful gift, isn't it? I knew you'd like that.
That's what I wanted you to open that up. Look at that picture of John Gotti.
Oh, that's a good gift. You know what? That's going to look, I'm serious, it's going to look so smart in my television room.
I knew you'd like that.
And wait till people come over to the house, because when people come in my TV room, they look on the walls because I got, like, gold records and football jerseys and stuff hanging up on the wall. I can't wait till people get to this and go, who is that? I go, oh. It's John Gotti.
John Gotti. That's a good one. That's better looking than I thought. That's great.
Famous mobster John Gotti.
That is terrific.
Who on occasion I've been compared to as a celebrity lookalike.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rob.
There
Happy
you go.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's, see, now there's, put some thought into that. Appreciate that.
Very much so.
All right.
Beautifully framed.
Now, Buzz.
Beautifully marbled.
Let's get to Buzz.
Okay.
And I'm guessing, Buzz, just from the size of the card, is one of those that you made on your computer.
It is. It's a very special card. I think you're going to like it.
Okay. Can I read it on the air?
I think you can.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You know, everybody's got funny cards
sure,
this year.
Absolutely.
Everybody's got funny cards. I'll read it to you and then tell you what the picture is.
Okay.
It says, Don Geronimo, you shine like a star in your own special way. And as you can see on the cover is a picture of Mel Karmazin.
That is fantastic.
And then inside it says, but what haven't I done for you?
Let me see the outside of it again. That is great. That is too funny.
All you guys are making me crack up so much.
See, I told
year.
You that you should open these on the air because
oh,
they're
that's
funny.
That's too funny. You know what? You know the only thing to make this birthday better? If someone would take this picture of Mel and blow it up like that picture of John Gotti.
That's right.
So I could hang a picture of my two favorite guys
right.
in my television room at
absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely.
I'll get on.
We should get two pictures of Mel. One definitely for the office. Absolutely.
That's funny.
Good. Glad you
That's
liked
funny.
It.
That's funny. Now, your gifts are not wacky gifts, right?
No, Buzz? These are just, you know, things I thought you'd like and maybe would come in handy.
Oh, okay.
All right. What's this?
Well, a good sign is I don't have it.
Ah, excellent.
Thank you, Buzz.
I hope you enjoyed it. It's a little something different from the Dreamcast game that you just got.
Yes, it would be for the computer.
Right.
The NFL 2000 game for the computer.
Fantastic.
With the guy I'm gay for, Mark Brunell.
There he is on the
excellent.
Cover.
So I thank you, Buzz. Thank you.
Please enjoy. Enjoy me, Mark Brunell.
Because you know, if I had already had it,
right?
I tell you.
I know, I appreciate that.
Because I draw great joy from telling people when they give me a gift I've already got.
When it comes to gift giving, you have your own standards of rules. It was a nail biter.
And then...
This is a tie for you to wear in Los Angeles when you interview the stars. If you plan to wear a tie,
I'm
this would
wear
be...
a T-shirt, Buzz.
Ah, well, wear this tie over
well,
the T-shirt.
You can
wear it over
it.
The T-shirt.
Tie with
the
T-shirt.
Oh, I see. It's a necktie with little TVs on it.
It's a television tie. That's
see
wonderful.
That? Like thank you, Buzz.
Please enjoy.
Thank
that's
you. That's
wonderful.
Also a very nice gift.
That'll say it'll go with anything, too.
Thank you.
Yes, it will.
And let me see. If you don't hear what...
Ah.
Did you give me some dildos?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Is that what these are? They're either dildos or cigars.
They're travel dildos.
Travel dildos? Really? Are you kidding me?
Fit neatly into your suitcase.
No, Buzz, you kook. They're a Turo Fuente cigars.
Oh,
and they're the right kind.
Wonderful.
So for that, I thank you also,
Happy
Buzz.
Birthday.
Very nice. Everybody did right this
there,
year.
Cool. Good.
Happy
Everybody
birthday.
Did
great. Thank you, guys.
Everybody's finally figuring it out.
Thank you. Thank you
me
all.
Me being the last one. Finally, I decided. I quit this year. I decided, hey, you know, just get him what he wants.
Right,
you know,
right.
And that's it. Don't try to be creative.
That's what I'm happy with.
Your
Look
wife
at.
Said that. Mm-hmm. Your wife said that a long time ago.
Look, it's what I'm happy with. A computer game on football. I love it. Cigars. I love it. A necktie. I'll wear it.
Great.
Your cigars, fantastic. I'll smoke
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture of John Gotti.
Sure.
I mean,
forget about
you
it.
You know, no offense to anybody, but
yeah,
that's got to be the award winner this year.
Well, that's the guy that takes the most time and puts enough thought into it, so he deserves that.
A big frame picture of John friggin' Gotti.
He deserves that. It means the most to him.
How wacky is
all
that?
All right.
That's funny. And while all the cards were great, I've also got to say the Mel card is my favorite.
Oh, the Mel card was fantastic.
The Mel card.
You know, and no matter what, We have to get that in the office. We're going to get... I'm gonna see how we can get a... They must have 8x10s around there somewhere.
Sure. Obviously, Buzz found Mel's picture somewhere on the web, right?
Right.
What I can do is go to the same person who did the sketch, although that was not a commission.
Right.
I'm sure he'll do a commission, and we'll have that made up. It'll look like the Gotti picture.
And that one... You know what, Rob? You better make two of those.
Right.
Like one for the office and one at home.
Oh, wow.
Maybe one to put above my dinner table at home.
You know, it would also look great in the lobby.
Yeah. You know what I'd rather do than that? Than get the charcoal sketch. I'd like, you can get them, can't you get them so they're like poster size?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you can commission any size.
I want to get one poster size for the office.
And do you want
put
them,
it on the whole wall of the office.
Do you want it in color or black and white?
Black and white. I want
sure?
that one. That's the one I want.
Wouldn't
picture.
You rather see that picture in color?
No.
Okay. It's better in black and white.
Well, thank you, boys.
I'll need to take that card. I'll be careful with it, but I'll need it for the picture so we can commission that.
All right, I got you.
Or actually, Rob, I can get you a larger print of that if you'd
that'd
like.
That'd be great. Yeah,
okay.
Do that as a matter
big
of
big boss
sure.
man. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And then whenever he tours through here, if he ever, you know, who knows with the merger now, if he'll ever even see
he hasn't
this
been
building.
Here for a couple of years.
Yeah, he hasn't. Right. But if he ever comes into our office, he'll know where he stands with us.
He did call the other day, though.
That's right.
I did speak to him for a total of 22 seconds, and I was timing it.
Very exciting.
Oh, yes. Thrilling. Thrilling. The last thing he said to me, swear to God, well, I've got bigger fish to fry. That's nice. Yeah, I remember everything he says to me.
Well, he'll remind.
I do. So, listen, thank you, guys, and appreciate all the great birthday wishes. We'll really be celebrating my birthday tomorrow night when we go out to dinner with Leah.
Tomorrow, technically, will be your birthday dinner.
In Hollywood.
It's going to be very exciting.
All you guys make sure you tell Leah it's my birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get some Leah sugar for my birthday.
Oh, God.
Maybe I'll get that Broyhill fantasy happening for my birthday.
Sure. Come on now, handsome. Hop into the back of my Beverly Hills limousine.
Today is Friday. It's the 17th of September, and our toll-free number is 1-877-365-3636. Listen, today's show, jam-packed. As a matter of fact, so jam-packed, I'm going to have to bump something from today's show.
Wow. Right.
I tell you what I'm going to have to bump. All week long, I've been talking about this new catfight tape I ordered.
Right.
And finally, it arrived today.
Mm-hmm.
And today's the day that we don't have enough time for it.
So it's here, the black and white catfights?
Some of them in color, Mike.
Excellent.
From producer Frank J. Russia. Mudfight 99.
Russia knows how to make those films.
It's got all kinds of girls having mud fights.
Excellent.
And these are girls not only wrestling, but girls... really like punching each other and stuff. In the nude. So make a mark on your calendar that when we get back from Los Angeles, we'll be back on Tuesday. We're gonna
something to look forward to.
We'll watch that tape first thing on Tuesday's big show.
Very exciting.
Good
deal.
Today, so jam-packed, because it's my birthday, we're going to have the two-girl show. We're doing that a little later in the show.
Okay.
Dr. Phil Good's coming down with his girls to put on a wacky sex show for us.
Excellent.
And Dennis Murphy will be the wonderful recipient. I don't think Dennis has ever been the recipient of a two-girl show, has he?
No, and I was discussing with Buzz in the office before the show that I think we're all in agreement that the Dr. Phil Good girls probably the best girls that have ever come down here to perform, and they are effectively brought down to the level of the ugliest women that have ever been here based on the presence of Mr. Dennis Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I just don't think they could do anything, and it just would all of the eroticism is sucked out of the room by the one and only Dennis Murphy.
But it'll be great seeing Dennis wearing that harness.
Yes, absolutely.
That Buzz had to wear that penis harness.
Who knows what Dennis is in for today?
All right, so those girls are coming by. I know that last week some folks were actually disappointed that we didn't pick the pros until they scab and bleed.
Yes, that is a tradition on this show.
Like, we know anything about football, but
right.
We will be doing that today.
Good.
With Matt Millen from Fox NFL Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Stossel will be coming in wearing his girdle to talk about the new movies.
Chuck Stossel, very athletic.
As a matter of fact, I think that Charlie Girdle Stossel is going to be on in our next break or two because he's going to leave early today.
Okay.
Rudy Martsky will be on the show. I felt so bad the other day. Rudy was here. He was actually in the studio.
Yes, with the Jersey Jerry.
Right. And it was right in the middle of when I was so pissed off at Joe Rockhead and Jeremy Coleman.
Right.
When the two of them were standing in the corner and I was yelling at them about the boxing thing. Right in the middle of all of that, Rudy came walking in.
Rudy does one of his classic walk-ons when he's in town and he was dismissed.
Yes. Yeah, Rudy came in.
How are you? Like walking in, getting ready, getting all comfortable, ready to sit down for a nice 20-minute segment, right?
And I just turned around and I said, Rudy, I'm sorry. Not today.
Not today.
Just not. I mean, we were in the middle of an argument and trying to get things going on the show.
That was the roller coaster ride of the week. That was a very interesting show.
So Rudy will be on the show today, and we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you.
All right.
What I think that you'll like.
Good.
And as I look out the window, I see, well, isn't this fantastic? It's Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car, and he has taken one, two, three, four Pizza Hut boxes.
Right.
He has taped them together, and he has written a greeting, Happy Birthday, Don.
Ah, wonderful.
That's nice.
And you can rest assured, that is the only that is the only gift that Grippy will give you.
Right. I don't want him to come in here. You don't want him to come here, do you?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Thank you, though, Rob. And if you like Rob Grippy, continue standing in front of the radio station.
Excellent.
To wish me well.
How's his hair look?
Dirty. Dirty. Grippy. Rob, there he goes. A broken man.
Oh. Bye, Grippy.
You see, he's hearing me on 10-second delay.
Has he got the headphones on?
Yeah, he's listening on his Walkman.
Very good, Grippy.
So now, there, he was going to walk away, but now he's just going to stand in front of the station for the rest of the day with the big fold-out sign.
That is the kind of activity. Did he bring a chair?
No.
Oh, he won't be able to stand, I guess.
No, hold on. Change his mind, Mike. Yeah. And he's gone.
He's gone. Gone. Bye, Grippy.
He's gone. He's out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, when is Don and Mike's birthday?
When is Don and Mike's birthday?
I mean, Don's birthday.
Tomorrow, sir.
Tomorrow. That same as mine. I've got a brother and aunt the same day.
Really?
Wow. Who do you know by heart, because you've been on the radio so long, what celebrities share your birthday with?
I have no idea.
I think mine was Meryl Streep.
I will tell you. I'm sure we have them written down. Friday, here we go. Saturday, September 18th. Okay, you tell me if I have anything in common with these people.
Okay.
They all suck. There's nobody good. Robert Blake.
Robert Blake. Hey,
yes.
Same tough guy. You're wearing a black T-shirt right now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And very, very outspoken when he used to be on the Tonight Show. I would say you have a tremendous amount in common with Robert Blake.
Frankie Avalon.
Good looking.
Shut up, Rob.
That's about it.
Fred Willard.
The comedy stylings of Fred Willard, but a much different style of comedy than yours.
Debbie Fields.
Who's Debbie Fields?
Mrs. Fields Cookies.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you could make a good... do you have any cooking ability? You cook a nice steak.
Let me see. Holly Robinson Pete.
Who's she?
She's Rodney Pete's wife. You know, hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, God.
I told you, very lean pickings on my birthday.
These are lean, man.
Very lean picking. And, of course, Patrick Schwarzenegger, the 6-year-old son of Arnold and Maria Schwarzenegger.
Well, then you would share the love of Arnold.
And Pops Burbank. Tomorrow is my dad's birthday as well.
He
share a birthday.
Burbank. And you know what we have in common, Buzz?
What's that?
We both love Siffy.
Yeah, I know. I'm a lucky man.
Yes, you're loved by two men in your life.
Boy, that's a very limited group of celebrity birthdays.
That's lame. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, nothing exciting about that. Now, if I was born today...
Mm-hmm.
Well, today's just as bad. Rita Rudner, John Ritter, and Ann Bancroft, so there's nothing there.
Oh, well, au contraire. John Ritter, are you kidding me?
On Sunday, boy, this is a bad time to be a celebrity. Oh, no, I take it back.
What?
Sunday is Batman's birthday, Adam West.
Oh, thank you. Imagine that if you've been born a day later.
Oh, maybe I was switched at birth. Maybe my birthday really is the 19th, Robbie.
Do you see how old he is? That shocked me.
71.
Oh. Adam West is 71.
Yes.
71.
Me.
Of course, Bruce.
Also tomorrow, Paul Williams.
Bugsy Malone.
Rather on Sunday and Joan London. So there's nobody good born around my birthday. Absolutely. Nobody.
Just you.
But that's okay. Right, me. And my name's on none of those lists, Buzz.
That's right.
I didn't make one of those lists. Hey, but before we get to the show, and we're going to be giving away the free trip to Key West, Florida.
Very exciting.
In just a moment to someone who's won a prize sometime on the show this week. So all you people, I think we had like 30 winners this week with various contests. Keep listening, because at some point during the show, we're going to call you out and make sure you're listening to win the trip to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely at wit's end. And I will tell you why that before the show ended yesterday, about 6 o'clock, our power went off at home.
Right.
And I wasn't sweating it because I figured, well, what the hell, it stopped raining, the hurricane was gone.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got home, it'd be okay. There's no power last night at all. There was no power this morning, and the power didn't go on until 12:15 today.
You brought this upon yourself.
I know, you are not the first person to point that out to me by my poo-pooing of the storm.
By poo-pooing the storm, which did, in fact, knock down power lines and you know, due to trees coming down, that is what... I low-keyed it yesterday because it was after the fact, but in the second call, you know, technically I did win that bet because there were trees down.
No, but the bet, the actual bet was within 10 miles of my house,
right,
on the way into work. And I would have told you, I saw
trees
down.
What do you mean on the way into work?
Yeah. And the reason that the power was out in my neighborhood is some idiot drove into a telephone pole.
Right.
Some guy just drove into a pole.
Well, that's the reason the power was out?
Yeah. And it was one of those deals where when I was coming up the road by my house...
Yeah, the police report to prove that somebody drove into the power line to prove that is the single reason that the power was out, that it wasn't due to the wind and the storm knocked power out to the entire...
Come out to my house and look at the telephone pole that still has gray paint on it from, I think it was a Toyota Tercel.
And I don't remember during our bet, I hate to nitpick here, but I will... When it comes to bets, I will nitpick. That the bet was, I don't remember the drive into work being the, it was actually, the bet was any storm damage within a 10-mile radius of your home.
Wasn't storm damage.
The hurricane damage.
Trees down.
Right.
It was trees down, and technically a telephone pole
right.
is not a tree. And incidentally, the telephone pole didn't stop me from getting to work.
But didn't your family yesterday said that there were trees down?
Well, my family, Mike, they're liars. Because I drove carpool this morning, and I took Bart the very same route to school that Frida took him home. There are no trees down.
Well, they probably had time to clean them up from yesterday.
There were branches that were down. But anyway, listen, the point of all of this is that I'm a man who cannot live without electricity.
Right.
I mean, you want to kill me. Take away my electricity.
Look like you showered this morning.
Well, the power came on at 12:15.
Fantastic.
I got home last night, and as I'm driving down the road, I know there are some power outages, mm-hmm. and I notice everybody's got the lights on, and I know my wife had told me that our power was off. I was a little worried about it.
Right.
And goddamn, if it wasn't the second I turned on my street, that's what I noticed. No houses have lights.
Yeah, you really live in the Sherwood Forest. You really are in the deep, dark woods.
And I drive down a little farther, and I see that there is a car that is just crumpled in a telephone pole.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I notice that the telephone pole wires are, like, hanging halfway down. And I get home, and I say to Frida, I know there's no power because a guy hit the telephone pole. And, of course, my wife and my son... They love it. It's, for them, it's exciting. They've got candles out,
sure.
and they've got the flashlights out, and they're thinking, oh, this is a great evening. We can we can get together and play Scrabble, or we can sit around and read stories. And I was just, I'm so pissed. I didn't want to get out of my routine. I went and got my battery-powered television.
So you got a chance to see the Fox show.
Action, which was the show I had to see.
Right.
I watched it on a little screen about... That big, about 2 inches big. I went and got my regular location, ate my cold food, watched the show, all alone in Zelly, because my family refused to come into the television room. I said, come in the TV room with me. I'm watching the show Action. My wife said, you're watching on a 2-inch television. I said, look, come watch with me. And by the end of the night, I was calmed down a little bit.
Right.
I said, okay, it's going to be fine. By the time we wake up tomorrow morning, lights will be on. No problem. Get up this morning. Still no electricity.
That's got to really suck.
Now I'm pissed.
Alexandria, is it, that aren't going to have power until they say noon tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
So I said to my wife, call VEPCO. The Virginia Power Company. She said, call yourself. I said, fine, I get the number, I call. It's automated. Of course, it's if you don't have power, press 1. If you don't have power on your street, press 2. If you don't have lights, press 3, right? So I press the button, and it says, now press your phone number. I press my phone number, then it says, if your name is, you know, Schmengi, press 5.
Right.
So that they know they got the right guy. And it says, thank you, it's been noted. Click.
That's it.
And that's it.
That's how they do it now.
So, I got to have my cup of joe in the morning.
Right.
I've got to have coffee in the morning. I've got to have my big espresso cappuccino thing. I got to have it.
Well, now do you make that at home?
Yes.
Okay, so you've grown accustomed to the homemade variety.
Right. And
so now even the Starbucks quality will not do.
Well, we had to go out to Starbucks, Mike.
No, those are Lysar chips.
That was a fuster cluck also. Because a lot of people, I guess, didn't have electricity.
A lot of people that need their morning caffeine.
The whole Starbucks thing. I've described that to you before. That's just ridiculous, where you just can't step up and say, hi, I'd like a large coffee. You've got to ask for whatever kind of fruity, rooty, tooty, dressing duty name they've got for it. And then you order it, and you got to go wait over by the side, and then the girl says, who ordered the skim milk, no whipped cream,
double latte,
tutti fruity, lovely, dude. And I'm standing there like an idiot, you know, with my finger up my nose, and finally she says, I think it's yours.
Right.
I went, oh, okay, sorry about that. Took my kid to school, got back home. Again, no power.
Uh-huh.
I sat around the house for the next 3 hours just pissed off. I mean, just pissed. Look at Jeopardy today. You see that?
Handwritten.
Oh, my
God.
Handwritten.
It is
handwritten. I had to do it.
Did you do it by candlelight?
Oh, no. It was light this morning.
That's right. Light coming through the windows.
It was light.
A nice, brilliantly sunny day after Floyd left.
I'm so used to everything on the computer now.
Right.
I had a bunch of stuff I had to do for the Redskins show. I had a bunch of stuff to do for this show. I was sitting down and writing it all out in longhand. And, of course, wouldn't you know it, as soon as I get done writing it all out.
Right.
And I said, phew, that was quite an exercise.
Great handwriting. Great print writing.
Very neat. Well, it's exactly at that moment that, boom, lights all go on.
And everything came back, and the angels sung.
And the other thing my wife said, which was just ridiculous, was she says, if you have to go number two, she filled the bathtubs up with water.
Right.
And she said, there's a bucket. So what you have to do if you go number two is go number two.
And put the water back where the upper decker would go.
And then put water in there. I said, I'm not doing that. I said, well, I might have to bathe in that water today. And she said, well, no. You don't take the water from the toilet. And
is that what you thought about?
No,
is
no,
that
no.
What you thought she meant,
no,
or what?
No, I don't want any oogie germs. I said, if I go to the tub.
Right.
And I fill up the bucket with water.
Right.
Then I go to the toilet. Well, I'm not a good enough aim that I'm just going to be able to pour it in the toilet. I'm going to have to put the lip of the bucket on the toilet where people's Johnsons are and stuff.
Oh, you put it in the tank. You put it in the tank.
But even if
behind.
I put it on the tank, I know what you're saying. You lift up the top part.
Right. Right. The top part doesn't have the Johnson stuff on it.
Oh, but it's got fecal stuff up there.
Up there? My
you
God.
Don't,
no.
you don't think...
My God, what kind of splatter factor are we talking about here?
Well, no, you don't think that there's any fecal germs that somehow work their way from the toilet bowl up to the top where you...
I would say there'd probably be not fecal germs, but there might be a little splatter factor from number one that would get up in that neck. If you get up to number... But, you know, it's just... I understand.
I'm very fecal-phobic.
The whole toilet thing.
And I said to her, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be... You know, I'm going to take this bucket and take it from the bathtub and then put it on the toilet. And then later, I'm going to have to go, if I have to go take another crap,
right,
go do the same thing again. Then I'm going to bathe in this water, which incidentally has now been sitting in our bathtub for 2 days.
What you need is two buckets. You need the bucket to transfer the water from and then you need the bucket that would touch the toilet.
I wish you could have thought of that, Mike.
I know. Well, you know, I'm clever these ways. Yeah. If I was married to you at home, I would probably come up with these solutions.
And then
what I've always dreamed about.
Then, I want to let you know how desperate I almost was. A sign of true desperation,
yes.
I said to her, it's at 10:30,
right.
I said to my wife, if the power doesn't come on by noon,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to call Buzz.
Right.
I'm going to have to go to Buzz's house to take a shower today.
Mm-hmm. They're always welcome.
I know I am, Buzz.
We have plenty of showers.
And I appreciate that. And I know that, you know, always welcome to soap up at your house.
Sure.
But I said to her, I can't go into work without showering because, I don't know if I told you guys this yesterday or not, but the power was out yesterday.
Right.
When I was coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't shower yesterday.
I didn't notice. I didn't notice. You didn't have that look. Your hair didn't have that look.
I washed my hair.
Oh, you did wash your
hair. Washed my hair.
In the tub again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same water. Same dirty water.
Water that, you know, we'd all die if we had power on for like 2 weeks.
And then when the power came on,
mm-hmm.
it was like my mood elevated.
Absolutely.
And I said to my wife, boy, things are great. I love you.
Electricity.
I love you. Look at this. All the lights are on.
Sure.
Look at this. Look at that. I got Andy and Mayberry on TV. I can play my Sega Dreamcast now. I got on the computer.
Life is good.
Right away, I started instant messaging with Charlie Broyhill on the computer. Oh, it's fantastic. Life is so good with electricity.
Ah, we need it. We need it now more than ever.
I love it. I love electricity. I can't get enough electricity.
Well, they turned it back on for you. For those people around our area who won't have it until noon tomorrow
or later,
hang tough.
Yeah, well, F them. That's what I say, because I got mine.
Right.
And I want you to know something. Just like when I said during the drought, I'm hoarding my electricity now.
That's right. You're saving it up. You've got to...
I'm using it as much as I can. I got every light switch in my house turned on
sure.
right now.
All the dryers, all the fans.
Everything's going like
that. Yeah. Regarding that F them, I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you don't have power?
Not yet.
Well, isn't that too bad?
Isn't it, though?
Oh, I love it when both of you like meet like that. You know, normally you're cruelly on the same side.
this
is a time when both of you are actually, so you are without power.
Without power.
Are you sand showered today?
Yes, but I washed up as best I could.
You look good, too. I wouldn't be able to tell.
I can
tell now by your pallor.
I had a haircut scheduled for this morning, so I got my hair washed by a lovely lady.
Okay, so you get your haircut.
Yeah, so that was good, but I used about a gallon and a half of bottled water, which is nice. I could get used to that.
Sure.
Yeah, when you take a... would you take a bath with a bottle of water? Do you do pits and scrote?
Yeah.
Is that about it?
Best I could. And other around.
To take a full bath, Rob, to take a full bath with bottled water, you would need to really go to Price Club.
No, actually, it would be easy
for me. And get those little pallets that have all the cases on top of them?
It wouldn't take that much, because what I would do is fill the tub after I got in.
This only needs a quart and a half of water. Just a quart and a half of water. It comes up to the brim.
You'd be drowning in there.
Quart and a half. Rob sits in, pours the quart and a half, and it's up to around his chin.
So anyway, the electricity's back.
Hey.
Thank God the electricity's back.
Congratulations. We, you know...
can't live without it, man.
Out in Hooterville, we had plenty of electricity. It gave me an opportunity to sample the new grocery store that was the talk of the town, and everybody was very excited about it.
Oh, Mike was very excited about this yesterday.
I felt like an idiot.
Well, he told me about a million times yesterday. We have a new grocery store in our neighborhood.
You know, my wife went yesterday when it first opened, and then she came back to the house, and I said, so how was it? And she, I guess we've been married long enough now where she can actually communicate quite a bit, that almost stuff you can't verbalize in a look, and her look really said to me, yeah, it's okay. It's not what everybody... They were talking
it's
about
a
how,
grocery
how,
store,
you know,
right?
I think there's. I think it's just like Hollywood. I swear to God. I think somebody generates a spin and a hype on this thing to make it sound, you know, like it's going to be this supersized deal where it's going to be bigger and something new. And you walk in, and the first thing you realize is, A, it's large, but B, it is a grocery store.
Right, same food.
It is the same as every other grocery store. It's just that, you know, you haven't had that grocery store. And what I really hated was the urgency, just because it's new. And I'm as guilty as anybody else. I went in last night.
Oh, you talked about yesterday.
Sure.
What you talked about last night on the way up to the car.
Yeah, I was very sad. Well, I'm going to my grocery store, really excited about it. Went home to, pick up dinner, and I'm walking into the grocery store. And everybody's walking at that pace like that they normally would with a new thing. You know, they're walking. There's a little more urgent. Oh,
check him out. That,
Rob has the
Let
look.
Let me see it, Rob.
That is the look. People just really
like
want to...
Like during a museum or something?
Oh, look at that. They have the cereal over here now. And this one, this is really special over here. This is where they have the deli meat over here. It's like, okay, all right. And I spent less than 7 minutes in the grocery store.
Really?
I was so...
You must have spent 70 minutes talking about
it
yesterday.
I know, but I was so disappointed. First of all, I immediately able to ascertain this is a grocery store, and I think it'll be fantastic. When I have a real need for something, it'll be great. But I was curious like everybody else. You know, we've been waiting a long time, watching the big sign go up, says, hey, they're going to be a future site. I mean, I've been out there while they said, future site of grocery store. And then they say, grocery store to start construction. And then finally the sign goes up, grocery store to open up on such and such a date. So I was curious. I walked in. Once I went in there, it was the people that made me leave. It was not the grocery. Fine grocery store, but it was the people walking around going, oh, this is where they had the checkout counter just like everywhere else. And I couldn't stand it. And I bought a little thing of chicken. You know, one of those little roaster chickens?
Right.
And I bought, what else did I get? I bought a couple of magazines. and then just took off. That was it. That's all I got.
That was dinner for your family? Your family ate chicken and magazine?
No, my family had eaten earlier, and the kids were down early.
Oh, I got you.
And Lauren had already eaten, so I was just getting my own dinner, which let me be honest, I do that every night. And I eat it in the car before I come home. But it was just, I don't know, you know the feeling when something's new and you see somebody you know? I saw somebody I knew and I didn't want to see him because I felt like a mook being in there. I really did. So I hung a U-turn and went down another aisle because I was like, you know, I didn't want the, hey, you're here today at the grocery store too. You're here at the new grocery store because we're so pathetic. We're such pathetic suburbans.
You know, you mentioned Hollywood. And I know we have to do a break because Stossel's here.
Okay.
And he has to get his movie thing on because he's got somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to tell you, Hollywood, that show Action.
Yes.
That show is my new favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as The Sopranos.
No, I actually had my expectations set a little too high, but it did make me laugh.
But it's a good show, man.
Yeah.
Definitely the best show on regular television, I think.
My favorite was actually the exchange that happened at the very beginning with the guy, the employee of the month, when he said, I'm employee of the effing century. And then the guy gives him a Cobb salad at the end.
I love the way that they beep out stuff on that show. That's a good show. Mark my words, that show actually. On Fox.
I wish I could embrace the hooker a little bit more, but the hooker doesn't do it for me.
Robbie, what did I tell you yesterday?
Hey, you don't like her.
I told Rob yesterday.
She's not good looking enough to carry that role.
We were looking at a picture of her,
yeah.
And I said, that what's her name, Elena?
Ileana Douglas.
She does not do it for me.
And really, I thought all the jive parts, which they didn't need, involved her. Like when she gets caught in the limousine, I thought that was a little jive.
Oh, you mean when she was hanging on the limousine?
Yeah, I mean, that was, it's like all of a sudden you got the Larry Sanders Sopranos thing happening, and they go into this like stupid sitcom-y thing, but then it got right back. He can carry that whole show.
Right. You think she kind of looks like Big Gum Jim's girlfriend?
Yes.
A little.
I was going to say she kind of looks like Big Gum Jim.
I like the idea of making a hooker into a Hollywood executive.
But I mean, the idea is good.
But here's the deal. He's a young guy, and he's supposed to have the hots for her. That doesn't work.
She's not good looking enough to be a high-priced hooker.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First off, you know, her boobs.
Yeah.
Please, her non-existent boobs.
And her sagittosis on the arms.
What was Shelley Duvall not available for that role?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
When she was wearing the ski pants and walking up the steps to her apartment, and you see...
Yes.
You know, she's rail thin, but yet has deposits.
And even when she was walking into his house when she took her robe off,
yeah.
One side is like you're supposed to get turned on because you see her back and stuff.
Yeah, her bony back.
Okay, we got a break. But the show Action, I think it's a winner, everybody.
That'll probably do very well.
I think it's good. Sadly, it's not on the CBS schedule. So we won't be talking to Jay Moore when we're live in Los Angeles on Monday.
Yeah, maybe we'll bump into him over the weekend.
Toe tap and touch tones right there. Let's get a caller 100 prize package selected especially for you. And a shot at secret sound number 3, which is now worth 6 bills.
Wow.
$600 got it for you. Chance, at least, if you're the 100th caller. And good luck. Phone number is 1-877-365-3636.
This is just waiting.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
I know what he's waiting for. He's waiting for something,
Karen.
Waiting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he's waiting for, Karen?
I have no idea. He's queuing something up.
I'm not going to give her any more help.
No
help. I'm not.
No help.
What, well, you want me to make the guess?
Nope.
No?
Something else is it. Something different.
No,
the only thing I'm going to tell you.
No hints.
That really wasn't a hint.
Something different. I'm calling to guess the secret sound.
Mm-hmm. It's all about you, isn't it? Is it always about you and what prize you can win and how much fun you can have? Others. I said that to somebody in traffic today.
A lady
came flying out of this neighborhood, and I mean, she didn't hear me, but I was just saying it to myself. I'm just driving by. She didn't even see me looking at her. And I'm going, others.
Well, you know what? I'm going to talk to Charlie Stossel, and I'll come back and play the game with you in a moment.
All right.
Let's see if Charlie knows.
Of course he does.
But don't tell her. He doesn't. I can see it on his face right now.
I have no clue.
I know he doesn't.
I know. I was talking to people as I walked in, sat down.
That's good.
And you were in your...
Let's just see if he knows.
What?
He might not even know that... He might already know it, but he doesn't know it in this context.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying? Charlie, leave the room, and I'm going to tell him what I mean.
Let me just say how rude both of you are.
Who, me?
You and Charlie Stossel.
Right.
Why?
I'm terribly offended. Well, now he can hear, though, Mike, because he's...
Yeah, buzz, talk for a second. I'll tell Don my theory, because
Hold on. Robbie, just go hold Stossel's ears.
I wonder what I was going to tell you is that...
Hold on. I don't want this lady to hear it either, though.
Yeah.
So, Buzz...
Okay.
Yeah, Buzz...
Ah,
she finally said
it.
Ah,
there you go. And what I was going to say is Stossel... probably was going to say it, but he just didn't know it in this context,
well,
the secret
you.
Phrase or uh-huh. something like that.
Thank you.
There you go. Very good, man. You finally, you figured, and you figured it out without any help.
Very good.
Way to go.
Just appreciate that, that's all.
Thank you.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Charlie, happy birthday, Don.
Thank you, Charlie. All right, lady, here we go. Secret sound number 3. Oh, and you've also, you've won a $25 gift certificate to Planet Hollywood.
Cool.
So go get something good to eat at Planet Hollywood. Always different every time. Now playing a delicious new menu at Planet Hollywood. Have you heard secret sound number 3?
Yes, I believe I have.
All right, even though you did not acknowledge the day of my birth, I'll give you a free listen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here it is. All right, that one was the freebie.
Okay.
The next one, you'll be on the clock.
Okay.
You'll hear the sound. It will give you 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
If you can correctly identify the sound at the end of the scary music, you win $600. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Caller, name this noise.
And that will give you 15 seconds to think about it. Looking forward to Mike singing with the end of this when the big crescendo comes. I'm sorry.
Fossil made you laugh.
He made me laugh. I'm not used to having anybody in here when I do that. And I didn't even have the right, the right note either. It was supposed to be, What is secret sound number 3?
Hope nobody has guessed this one. Is it a diving board?
Would you please repeat that?
Is it a diving board?
Oh.
We're sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's too bad.
Who's a man with some money makes a dark day?
Birthday board. Sorry, honey.
Thank you.
And incidentally,
yes.
I've been told that Charlie Stossel has figured out what the sound is.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, we
do me a favor. A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Don't tell Mike, because Mike loves playing along.
How do you know, Mike?
Hi. Robbie, how do you know Stossel got it?
He lipped it to me.
Oh.
Beautiful mouth.
He lipped
thank
it
you,
to
Rob. That's what I want to hear that from you.
All right. Keep living. Hey, thank you for listening.
All right, thank you.
Hold the line, please. We'll do Secret Sound again during today's show. Now, at an earlier than usual time, let's talk movies.
Once married, twice shy, here's movie man, Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel. Hello there, Charlie.
Hello, happy birthday again.
Thank you.
And thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. No problem. Love having you on every Friday.
Where are you off to? Figurine convention somewhere? Or what?
No, hockey begins tonight.
Oh, you're going to the game tonight?
Yeah, I have right, to. Cool. I would have to go pick somebody up.
Caps Flyers.
Before that, yeah, the evil Flyers.
Are you going to pick this person up on your bicycle? Are you riding your bicycle
to
a hockey game tonight?
No, I have the car.
You have
the
car.
The bike's at home. I'll be biking tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be doing biking.
And the outfit today? I didn't even get to see your outfit.
Just shorts and...
Camp counselor shorts.
Camp counselor shorts.
The counselor look with the golf shirt. You know.
And his DreamWorks shirt.
DreamWorks.
Free merchandise from the
free merchandise, exactly.
Are you girdle free today?
Yes. Your definition, yes, I am.
The new movies this week. Oh, before we talk about the new movies, I don't remember. Did you like The Muse or not?
Yeah, I liked it. And you said you hated it.
I hated it. And there's not a bigger Albert Brooks fan in the world than me.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah, I thought the first 20 minutes were as funny as pretty much anything else he's done. He has a little dip in the middle.
Oh, right. We did talk about that. Okay. I'm sorry.
Like the ending.
Okay, what's new?
Two new ones. We'll start off with the weaker of the two, Blue Streak.
Is that
the Martin Lawrence picture?
It's like Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence, kind of your B grade on the celebrity comedian list, does what seemed like it was going to be a pretty funny movie. He's a jewel thief. Gets this big diamond. He's ready to leave, but his partner turns on him. Where Martin Lawrence now has the cops all surrounded. He shoves the diamond into an air duct. Gets arrested. Comes out of prison, finds out now this air duct is part of the new Los Angeles Police Department's robbery division, so he impersonates a police officer to get in to try to get his diamond. He can figure out crimes because he's a criminal.
Pretty forced,
he can do all these things, and it's Martin Lawrence basically being Martin Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I think if you like what's up, and that, you know, Martin Lawrence persona.
Like Martin Lawrence trained to be Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I really think that's a lot of it. It could have been better. There are some funny parts, and I laughed at a few parts, but overall, you know, 2 stars.
You know, just our luck, we never get any real Hollywood celebrity, any real movie stars come in here and do the show. Mm-hmm. We never do. I swear to God,
Martin Lawrence was booked to be on the show 2 days ago.
Really?
And then he went into a coma.
Yeah.
The guy went into a freaking coma.
Mr. Jogger.
That is the curse of this show.
Martin Lawrence has just done some really whacked out crazy things, and this is just one in the series.
He has a very limited, as far as film goes, a very limited film career. He did a film a few years ago with Tim Robbins, Nothing to Lose, which I actually liked. I thought it was very funny. But I saw Life on the plane, he did very well. But again, with both of these, he is paired with somebody else.
Yeah.
But for him to carry a movie by himself, I think it kind of lacks a little bit.
You know what pisses me off about this is that, today was a perfect example. I was going to go to the movies because the power was off at home, and I just didn't want to sit around and talk to my wife for 5 hours before the show. But looking, nobody has any early movie showings. The only movie theater around here that I could find to show anything was Blue Streak at 12 noon. School's back in.
Right.
And I don't want to see it because I feel like I already know everything in the movie. From watching the trailer.
I don't see where you would enjoy it, or Mike, or Rob.
Well, it was just going to be a time waster, but right. I felt that I couldn't even waste the time because I knew so much. I'll tell you another one that pisses me off. I know it doesn't come out this week, but the movie about the lady who she goes to jail because she supposedly killed her.
Double Jeopardy.
Tommy Lee Jones and Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd.
If you've seen the trailer,
yeah.
You know the entire movie.
The entire movie.
They've shown you that she didn't kill the husband.
Convicted.
That it was a plot. She goes to jail. Someone in jail says, "When you get out, you can kill him because they can't try you twice for the same crime."
Yeah, be careful on DirecTV. If you order a movie and you got like 5 minutes before the movie comes on, and they're running the trailer over and over and over again, giving you all, you ever see that on DirecTV?
Yeah, when they give you a synopsis,
you got to order the movie, and then if they do that, it's like, "Get off of it, quick!" You'll know the whole movie.
I hate that when there's a movie and they give you so much in the trailer. You already know what's going to happen.
The only thing you've done at the end of the trailer is, does she kill him? Because the end of the trailer is she's there pointing the gun at him, saying, "I can kill you now.
Yeah, I want my son back."
Yeah, exactly.
I think the better the movie, the less the trailer tells you.
Mm-hmm. Very short trailers do very effectively. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Trey, I know the other movie this weekend.
Yeah.
The Kevin Costner movie.
Love the Game.
And if that
is not getting savaged.
Okay, go ahead.
And if that is not a predictable trailer where they show you...
Of course it is. Same thing.
From beginning to end, they show you he's a pitcher who's, like, on his last leg.
Last game.
He meets this girl. He falls in love with her. Then the team says, you know what? You know, as they all pound their hands into their ball
glove.
We're going to go out and play our asses off for you tonight,
well,
buddy.
He's got a perfect game going as he's pitching. And what he not just meets Kelly Preston, who, my God, how did John Travolta get this woman?
Really? Well, you know the John Travolta fan?
No, Kelly Preston. I'm a Kelly Preston fan.
I think Kelly Preston is seriously one of the hottest women, an overlooked woman in Hollywood.
100%.
I think John Travolta could get any woman he wants.
Yeah,
John Travolta.
I think it's a perfect Hollywood marriage because I think Travolta's, known. I don't think he's all that good looking.
He's that goofy Scientology. Maybe that's where they have
that
their.
That could be it. I don't know.
She's falling so apart. Hot. She was great in Jerry Maguire, even as the fiance.
That scene in Jerry Maguire. Where she's topless and she's feeding Tom Cruise was it strawberries that she was feeding him?
I think so. All I remember is that there was a scene where they were talking about how classy she was, and Tom Cruise has her picked up, and they're doing it, and she's like, "Don't ever stop effing me," and she's saying it in rhythm as she's bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
Is she worth going to see the movie?
Very much so. How he meets her, that was 5 years earlier, and as he's on the mound, he starts reminiscing back over his relationship, how he met her, the troubles that they've gone through, because everybody that comes up, for example, reminds him of different things that are going on.
Right.
Baseball talk. How does the pitcher actually concentrate on this woman? You got those wonderful New York fans screaming obscenities at you every 5 seconds. The player is trying to rally up behind him. He knows this is going to be his last game because he's been with the Detroit Tigers now for 20 years. They want to trade him. The team is being sold. It's either retire or we're going to trade you. He basically says, "This is my last game." Goes out and is attempting to pitch a perfect game. Didn't realize until the eighth inning when he goes, "How many people have been on base?" And the catcher says, "None." "How many base hits?" "None." And then he gives him this flowery speech. And I mentioned last week about Vin Scully coming in and making all of these grandiose speeches about baseball and the sun setting and careers rising one more time in the green pastures, blah, blah.
But it's not really a baseball movie like Field of Dreams was a baseball movie, is it?
No. I disagree. I think that this is much more of a baseball movie than Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is a little bit more of a fantasy film.
All right, let me stop you then. Why is this movie getting absolutely baked by the critics?
The reviews I've read...
People hate Kevin Costner.
It's in the Post that kind of savaged them a little bit today. The other reviews that I've read have not been that bad of the film. Why? It is very long. It is 2.5 hours long. I think that's one. When you try to have a romance.
Here's USA Today, yeah. Chuck. Costner fouls in third swing at same old game.
You think that's why they're nailing it? Because it's been just because you've made so many baseball movies?
That could be, too. And the fact, honestly, this is a long movie. Long movie. 2.5 hours long.
And you say it stacks up against The Natural.
I liked it. Yeah, The Natural, though, is a very long movie also.
Yeah, a great movie.
But, yeah, exactly.
The Natural is a great baseball movie.
It is, and it's a big storybook ending. It's not as baseball-y as The Natural. The Natural, I mean, was a little bit more gritty, and it's, but in a lot of ways, they're the same. The old guy coming up from the ashes trying to do one last thing. In Roy Hobbs' case, he hits the home run that destroys the lights, and you have all the sparks showering down the field, and you have Kevin Costner trying to pitch a perfect game.
All right, how many porcelain dolls do you give it?
Three.
After all that, you give it three.
I liked that you're standing out on your own. I mean, I like you doing that. That's cool.
You know, it's very rare. It's very rare that you would have a sports movie that could be classified as a chick flick, but
there's enough of the romance, I think, that the women and people who like that type of Notting Hill movie will enjoy, and there's enough of the baseball for the people who like baseball to really enjoy.
All right, Chuck, so the two you would recommend?
Oh, For Love of the Game.
Easily. Kevin Costner.
Saw American Beauty.
And?
Today.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey and that
career
Benny.
Role.
Yeah, that great acting in this movie. It's Oscar film, but I'm still shaking my head going, what the hell did I watch?
Have you seen all the interviews?
I'll be able to tell you more now. Once I noodle it out a little bit more. But you know who's good?
What?
Is this chick who was in American Pie, the blonde one who's very innocent in American Pie.
Oh, the next door neighbor
She's
in the movie?
She's a very bad girl in this movie.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, yes.
Have you read all the articles with Kevin Spacey recently?
About
the fact that he wants everybody to know that he's not gay.
Yes, I saw Entertainment Tonight and all those things.
He's a guy that's going.
Yeah,
he's a guy who's going to such great effort to say he's not gay. It almost makes me think he might.
There've been a lot of rumors about him ever since Usual Suspects. A lot of rumors.
And Kevin Spacey is the guy that I never would have thought about.
I've never heard a word about it, and I'm a big Kevin Spacey fan. I like all of his movies. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Right.
A dumb movie with Sam Jackson, The Negotiator.
Maybe that's where it came from. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. The character is gay. Started before that, but in the last week or so, he has said that the rumors about his being gay have actually gotten him more women. Which fits in with your thing about your theory about the denials.
Even when I saw that movie, The Midnight, I never entered my thought. I thought, hey, that's a straight guy playing a gay guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think of Kevin Spacey as gay, but now you're thinking of him as gay because he's denying it.
Well, because he's on every TV show and every article.
He's too much.
Right,
yes. That's what it is. Right?
Oh, in American Beauty, a man does kiss him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Crazy Marine next door.
Were you too busy? Is that why this movie is getting incredible reviews?
There's a lot of imagery that you have to start figuring out. There's a lot of rose petals, and I think it has to do with this blonde girl about being deflowered, and she's just blooming into womanhood and that type thing, because he goes after her. The Annette Bening character is a little whacked out. The daughter is in love with this psycho next door.
I'm a little sick of Annette Bening, to be honest. You get a little long in the tooth. I'm a little sick of Annette Bening.
You will be sick of her more if you watch this movie, because she's irritating as hell in this movie. Just her character is so manic and neurotic. It's just,
she's a great actress.
Frightening
to
watch.
She's one of the really good actors.
Yeah, but the whole movie, I mean, overall, I think it's good, but we'll talk about that more as we get
closer. And finally, Charlie, the question of your sexuality, which is coming up constantly on the show, would you like to address that now?
Very straight. How's that? 100%.
100%.
Yeah. Anything else you need to know?
No, that was, get it on the record. As long as we're talking about Kevin Spacey.
Absolutely.
Coming out and announcing that he's not gay.
Shall we all? Don, would you like to say yours?
No, I wouldn't.
Really? You're going to hide it?
I'll go on the record. I'll go on the record to say, you know, there are times when I'm really not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not willing. I'm not man enough to make that assessment.
All righty.
Make that statement.
That bold statement.
So I guess we, in our own way, we'd be similar in our point of view.
Nice look.
Right. All right. Get out of here, Charlie.
Have a good weekend.
Get out of here.
Goodbye.
There goes Charlie Stossel. Charlie Stossel, just frankly, in my opinion, admitted on the show he's gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, yes, of course sir. Not.
No, you know, I'm all for having gay guys on this show. Thank you. Buzz, I know you had a...
Beef. Happy birthday.
a bulletin for us about Bob Barker, buddy.
Yes, doctors say Bob Barker is at risk of a stroke and will have surgery next week. The longtime host of The Price of Right will remain at George Washington University Hospital, where he's been since yesterday morning. There will be a news conference this afternoon to give more details on his condition. We'll let you know what we find out.
Boy, how bummer. How'd they get the spin going yesterday that he was okay?
Yeah, I guess that's what they say. I guess that's what they... You know,
what the guy said, he said he's feeling okay, which, you know... He's probably not feeling the left side of his face.
It's pretty significant. If they have to go in and do surgery, that must be some sort of arterial thing.
Blockage, probably.
Has he actually had a stroke, or is he just at risk?
No, they say he's just at risk of a stroke.
Then it's really not a big deal. They've just found a blockage in his arteries, and they can clean that out no problem.
All right.
You're talking to stroke expert, Rob.
Well, my grandfather was at risk last year, so we went through that. So it's really quite an easy procedure.
All right. How about you?
How about you, Rob? Well, yeah, maybe this weekend in Los Angeles.
So check with me after. After dinner. As of right now, I've never felt better. Experts at the hospital say I'm feeling fine.
After dinner.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Charlie Stossel. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a great day for me. Happy birthday to you. It's a special day, and we have a special show. I mean, actually, it worked out pretty good this year. I get to stretch it out to 2 days, since really, my birthday's not till tomorrow. But, you know, we're celebrating it on the show today, and then, of course, I'll milk it tomorrow night when we go out to eat with Leah Remini.
I know you will, and I would do the same thing if I were in your shoes or shorts.
Get some birthday sugar. See if I get some birthday tongue. Do you think she'd be offended if I tried to tongue kiss her?
Well, I think if you asked, that would probably be a good idea. You know, if you did it that way...
After some wine, if I said, hey, it's my birthday...
Would you give me a tongue kiss?
Could I tongue you?
And then... God, and then the whole thing potentially would blow up.
Would you tongue me?
She'd run screaming from the restaurant and hop into a cab and, you know, and then we would be all terrified to go to CBS Television City.
You know what? I'll make you a side bet right now.
Yes.
Well, first, I'll have to have a couple glasses of wine at dinner to get my courage up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll make you a side bet that if I have a nice bottle of Merlot,
right,
at dinner, I'll ask, and I bet she'd say, yeah.
Just for a goof?
I mean, she'd do it for a goof. She'd say, sure. A French kiss
I think
for
you're
a
right.
Goof.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. I don't think there's... And I don't think it's the kind of thing, if you asked, that it would be... You know, that it would be something that she would be fazed by, whether she said yes or no.
Right.
It wouldn't matter, so I think asking...
If she said no, she'd say, no, get out of here.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I think you probably should spend the better part of the flight thinking about how you're going to ask her. Because it should be clever. It shouldn't be really...
I should spend the best part of the flight chewing gum. And eating Lifesavers. That's what I should do. And I think I'll just flat out ask her. At some point when we're out to dinner.
You might change your style. It's not like, your style is certainly not to make it pretty or anything like that. You just, forge right ahead.
I'll ask her in front of all you guys tomorrow night at dinner.
How about before wine? That would prove it.
By
the end of dinner, you're going to French kiss me. And will you say tongue kiss or French kiss me?
I'll probably say French kiss.
Okay. There's no good way. It's no way of diminishing it.
And I'll just ask. I'll just say, hey, it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
At the end of dinner. How about a French kiss? You know what's the word she's going to say? No?
Absolutely.
That's right.
It's just a little kiss.
Right. I'll ask you for a soul kiss.
Yeah.
Ah.
You know, that, to me, has already now heightened the anticipation of the dinner for me. I'm actually looking forward to the dinner now because no matter what is said, I will now be looking at you throughout dinner because I know that there is that small chance, depending on how the conversation goes,
you might lose your
courage.
Oh, listen, and all bets are off.
Right.
If Antonio Schmanschmonio is there, if her boyfriend shows up at dinner with us.
Absolutely. Which?
All bets are off. There's a chance
possibility because, it's going to be early. And
you're having an early dinner with her.
You'd have a much better chance if you went to see him sing because then you and she would be sitting in the audience in the dark, and that would be the time to...
Can I do it, Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
Can I
do it? Well, it was a compliment.
Yeah. As Rudy said to Mouse, Jesus Christ.
See, sea dogs, one would immediately think, when you say sea, you think fish.
Hello.
I mean, that's the way my wife works, unfortunately.
John and Mike show.
And dogs,
Happy birthday, Don, buddy.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that your guys' show was awesome as usual.
Oh, good. I'm glad that guys were not disappointed with the four-girl show that we had today.
Because
not at all. I would like to say, though, that I enjoyed the one with Buzz a little bit more.
Oh,
listen. No.
I understand why, because I think our reaction was a little more spontaneous with that.
Well, it was newer for me, listening to Dennis.
It was newer, it was fresher. You know,
yeah, the Dennis factor.
He said it's the Dennis factor.
See, I think the Dennis factor kind of gave it a new... I don't want to say it brought it to new heights, but it definitely shook it up a little bit.
The Dennis factor, in my opinion, was a shot of Novocaine.
It sounded like if I was there, it would have been great.
Now you're going too far.
I don't know what he looks like, but that kind of ruined it for me.
Oh, no.
It's certainly a criticism I can understand.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, you know, people criticized Charlie Stossel when he received the two-girl show.
But at one point, I believe, when the gymnastics tournament was in full swing, I believe in the background I could hear, la, 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 la.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
That's true. Well, Mike.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, super show. You should get a video camera in there like an American Pie.
Oh, you mean so we could broadcast that on the net?
Oh, sure.
Right, CBS would love that.
Yeah, we'd be number one on their hit parade.
That one. We'd love it.
I know you would. It's a never-ending dance, sir. Please understand.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you I'm commuting out of D.C. right now with 100,000 of my best friends. I'm listening to your segment, and all of a sudden there's somebody else in my car with me. It's Major Woody, man. What a great thing.
Well, that was lovely. That's a compliment.
It's affirmation, right?
That's a compliment.
That is a compliment.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Love that.
That's terrific.
Give a guy a boner on Friday at 5 o'clock? Are you kidding me?
Job is done.
There's no better thank you that you could give us than getting a boner on Friday at 5 o'clock.
You had me with hello.
While listening to the show.
That's entertainment.
You had me at boner. You had me at chub.
You had me at Major Woody.
Yeah, that's right. You had me at Major Woody.
That's exactly what he said.
Hello. Hello?
Don.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, Don, happy birthday. Hey, man, you know what? You just gave me the best birthday present that I ever had. It ain't even my birthday.
There you go.
You talk about having a chubby. Hey, I pulled out from behind these guys when they left your building, and that beautiful redhead gave me a great picture, man. I got a handout. Let me tell you, you guys are awesome.
Oh, great.
Like right behind me on 66.
A stalker calling right now.
Oh, well, some guy actually drove all the way down to the station just to see those girls.
I'm still behind him.
Hello?
I'll be behind him all night.
Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Good, just wanted to call about your four go show.
Yeah.
Not all the men were enjoying it, even the women were.
Ah, the women were too.
Good. Oh, yeah, I listened intensely.
Good, very good.
Are you a carpet muncher?
No.
No, you just, you certainly have an open mind when it comes to things like that?
Very. I'm heterosexual.
Oh, good.
Very good. Well, that's what a heterosexual woman enjoys.
Good.
All good news.
Well, you know, this studio still smells like sex show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to say this during the middle of it, and I don't want to take, like, you know, the show is over, right? We have done, you know, the four-girl show is completed, so
yes.
I will say this now. But I distinctly think that Dennis cut one during that segment.
I think I will go one step further.
Did you just, for a real brief period of time.
I swear to God, I am not saying this for shock value. I think he more than cut one. I think Dennis had a BM in his pants. Mike, I swear to God.
All right, so it was kind of like at one point, it was when Dennis was moving around.
Here's what's happening. Dennis is on the floor, and they're strapping him in with that stuff. And Broyhill is leaning over with the microphone.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that knows.
And I'm leaning over kind of non-verbally, pointing to Broyhill, saying where I want the microphone to go. I lean back, and I smelled
what smelled like Duke.
Yes, not...
Right.
Not gas.
Right.
Duke.
Okay, because I was, you know, I'm at
and
the
I
far
went,
end.
And I went back a second time then.
Right.
3 minutes later. Cause remember when they put up on the screen? Somebody from the programming department put up on the screen too much moaning.
Too much moaning, right.
Too much moaning. And what that means to me is I got to run the levels a little lower, okay?
Right.
So I leaned back to tell Broyhill, back the microphone off a little bit. All this happens, you don't hear this. They're on
right.
the air.
Right.
I put my head back there.
That's exactly
again,
when it happened.
It is the smell...
I am so glad. I thought I was really
more than a fart, Mike.
It was really
more than a fart. Like he went to the bathroom in his pants.
You know, and
I mean, really?
Because it went
away.
Swear
to God.
When he shifted his weight, it actually went away. Did it linger over near you?
There you're wrong.
Really?
It never went away.
Okay.
Hence my theory that
right.
Dennis went to the bathroom in his pants. I mean it. I swear to God.
I am so glad that I was that. Buzz, did you notice anything over there?
I detected something. I'm sorry to learn what it is now.
I was going
to
mention it, and then everybody was having such a great time that I really didn't want to say anything.
Good.
But Dennis was over there, and it was when he shifted position, when they really got him, like, to move around. And, you know, it's hard for Dennis to move around.
And as a matter of fact, I really smelled it very, very forcefully when Dennis was going, when he was being shocked.
Right at the end there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, that's when I was theorizing that maybe...
Dennis was playing Winnie the Pooh?
He had a full diaper.
It's a fine thank you.
Hey, Dennis.
Oh, that's great show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Sorry if we have that, that ruined it for you.
Dennis, if you're out there, call us.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
Because I'd like to know if you made...
Yeah, did you see a man about a box of cigars, Dennis?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, what's up?
I mean, most guys, if they see a show like that, they make out the other end.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, but Dennis, you know, who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, man? I want to tell you, this is a great show, and happy birthday to you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Hey, man, you know, Dennis has got to be the luckiest MF-er on the planet that you guys bring his goofy butt in there and let him do that type
of
thing.
Well, he rewarded us in a very interesting way today, we believe.
I'm pretty sure I would bet.
That's interesting. I wasn't going to say anything about it, and I really did. I thought maybe I was the only one that noticed that.
Robbie, now you be honest. Now just play along. Did you smell poop?
No, but I was also at a different distance in a different sector.
Okay.
If he was...
You know, you got it a lot. You got it a lot. I got it a very little. Rob didn't get it at all, so, you know.
Let me ask our producer.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Because he was right in it with me.
Okay.
Right when I was leaning over and directing him and saying, move the microphone more this way and move
See
the microphone more
anything.
That way.
I hope you're wrong. I'm afraid you're not, but I hope you're wrong.
Dennis, if you're out there, call in.
I just, you know, it was a poo smell that I noticed.
Did you smell poop? I didn't smell anything except their liquids.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a little almondy or something. Like
yeah.
That,
yeah. A little nutty.
I mean, what I smelled worked its way through all of those hand lotion smells.
I mean, and I got it. The difference is I got it, but it actually went away at a certain point. Don was closer to the action.
It never went away.
And so...
It was like a baby who had a full diaper.
And that is the way, as you know, being the parent of a baby, you know, recently that had full diapers, still does, as we're trying desperately to get her, you know, broken of the habit. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that that's the way it works sometimes, because you really, occasionally, you get the wafting, and then the wafting will go away, and there's only one way to really tell, and that's to go, you know, like that.
The only smell I got was the smell of baby wipes. Now, do you associate that enough with
Rob, there was the smell.
Yeah.
All right. The smell of poop.
Let me tell you once again why his theory makes sense to me is because I think if it was of the gaseous variety, it would really, we all would have known it because it would dissipate it. If it's more of the direct pungent variety,
and
the loaded diaper.
And you got caught in the jet stream.
Right.
And the smell that didn't go away.
See, and it did for me, but you were right on top of it. And, you know, when he shifted position.
Hello. I was okay. I was in the eye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The radio god.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
Dennis, enjoyed the show and had a baby Ruth.
Hello.
the show was great, but I do have one theory. Now, Don, did the girl put the instrument where you told her to put the instrument?
No, she did not.
Oh, okay.
The instrument never went into the bad place.
Okay.
Right.
All right, and I understand what you were thinking. And that's a valid point that I could have been smelling her poop.
Yeah.
But no, she would not put it in the bad place.
Right, and would have been much better than Dennis's, I'm sure.
I would agree with that.
I am sure.
Much better diet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I was going to ask you if maybe there was an odor, kind of like a certain tree in Don's neighborhood. But what you're saying now, maybe it's...
I certainly didn't smell
that. Oh, you're talking about the tree that my wife smelled that said smells like a man's love? No.
Sounds more like maybe somebody was fertilizing that tree.
That's absolutely right.
Dennis Murphy, for all the times that you've called the show where we haven't wanted you to call...
Right.
Call now.
He's probably at a Texaco station somewhere.
Throwing away his underpants. La 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 la. La 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 la. Listen, Dennis, even if you have to go to a payphone, call in.
Please do.
Hello. Have we ever given Dennis the hotline number?
No.
All right, well, he's just going to have to call on the regular
Give us a call.
Lines.
Please, give us a call, Squishy.
The mic show.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. Good. I'm glad the audience liked it. That's all the feedback I want. I'm glad you guys liked it.
Hey,
Hey, who said that other guy was the king of having girls take their clothes off on the radio?
Now, I want to tell you something. Somebody said something to me recently about that fellow you're talking about. And it was somebody said to me, very astute to me, a radio guy was talking to me. And he says, you know, we've heard your show, and frankly, your show is similar to the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but there's a rule in business that if you do something the same as somebody else, you know what you do? You do it better.
Right.
And you kick their ass every time.
Sure.
And I looked at that as a compliment. This guy was giving me a compliment. You know,
here.
Saying there's a bunch of radio shows that are like the format that we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but what we do,
mm-hmm.
we do.
Sure.
And speaking of doo-doo.
Is he calling?
I don't know. Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, I didn't crack my pants.
Oh, here he is. Well, now we're
You're calling to deny it?
Dennis, Mark?
Dennis, I didn't, you know, Dennis, you know, that was not my theory, but I agree it could be a possibility.
Was, Dennis, you know what I'm going to need?
What?
Where are you at?
Now I'm on a corner of Langley and 123 at the McDonald's.
I need, you're right up the street then.
Yeah.
You went into a McDonald's?
Yeah, I'm having a quarter pounder, nice couple of sugar and a medium Coke.
I need you to do this.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
I need you.
Uh-huh.
To come back to the radio station.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Take off your underpants.
Okay.
And bring them in here.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
You're, I would like to really compliment you on your bravery. I would seriously like to be. Is there any way I could go up to the roof when this is being done?
Listen to this.
You can't bring him to the window?
No, he goes into the bathroom, takes his pants and his underpants off.
Uh-oh.
Then he puts his pants back on.
Okay.
So we don't have to see anything.
That's not my concern. What he's bringing in here really is something that might be, you know, one of those 2,000-year shelf lives.
And just bring it to the window.
All right. Listen.
No, he can bring it in here. I agree. He can bring it. I think really to get a verification. Because, you know, if you say come to the window, he's going to come to the window and then you're going to want him to come back in here.
We're not going to be able to figure it out.
But, you know, really, I'm going to be leaning against this wall, and I want him leaning against
that
wall.
Come in right now.
Come back.
Right now, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, now hold on a second. I want to.
And we'll know if they're store-bought, like freshly out of the plastic.
All right, here's Marlene, who is one of the girls that was actually in the show. Hello, Marlene.
Hey.
Hi.
I just want to let you know, he did do me the bad place, but we cleaned it, so there's no, it was not us girls.
Oh, he did have you in the bad place?
Yes, he did.
Ah, okay.
Well, you know what? I just want to say something. The smell that I smelled could not have come from such a beautiful young woman.
Absolutely.
The smell
thank you, sweetheart.
The smell that I smelled.
This is which girl?
Marlene.
This is Marlene, the brunette.
Marlene, the brunette, the beautiful brunette, yes.
The smell that I smelled came from a man's ass.
Right.
I agree.
Okay, you agree. So you got a little of Dennis during that?
We got a smell.
Listen, be honest, Marlene. Did you girls smell poop at all?
I smelled something, and then I promptly buried my face somewhere
else. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good move.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll put it to the test.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Dennis come down to his underpants.
And we will also know if they are brand new.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Of course. You know what? Okay, now, there's certain things I'm just going to say that when this inspection is done, if he is being completely honest,
yeah.
I'm sure they won't be free of any moisture.
Right, but we will be able to tell.
Do you have a stick?
If he grabbed his pants. Robbie, give me a yardstick.
Doesn't Buzz have a stick?
Buzz, do you have a stick?
No, not that I know.
Robbie, go up to the engineering department. Get me a yardstick or something right now. We don't need a stick. We just need Dennis to hold them up.
Got a coat on.
All right. They're his underpants. He can just stand right there and hold them up.
Absolutely. And he's a trooper. He's going to come back here. Now, listen, I know where that McDonald's is. He can be here in, like, he can be here in 5 minutes.
I know, so
now.
We're going to do a break. And when we come back, we'll inspect Dennis's underpants.
If he's running to the Kmart where he gets his, where he gets all his underwear, like Raymond.
I'll take one more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello there. You're on the air.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
It's your birthday. Stay the hell away from Dennis.
He's somebody's just trying to.
Bad.
He's just trying to protect you. Hey, if Dennis is not guilty, we'll be able to tell.
Yes, we will give him his props if he didn't, you know, go into the bathroom in his pants today.
So this caller is concerned that this will spoil this and all future birthdays for you.
Today has been a great day in history of Don and Mike Radio. Leave it be.
No. This will make it a perfect day. And the whole Dennis's underpants, we will use the penis putter.
Penis putter, which I never use, which is fine with me.
The golf club, which has a penis on the end of it.
Excellent.
So this is what we will use to hold and inspect the underpants.
Now you just keep that on your side, please.
Be careful and keep your heads up high, fellas.
Great. We will. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe.
Don and Mike, you don't want to see his underwear from the beach house. Let me tell you, it is not a pretty sight.
Well, we just have to verify that he didn't.
Probably did.
Right.
Oh, really? Joe?
I'm telling you, Joe, it smelled like a baby had gone to the bathroom in his diaper.
That would be Dennis, because when the beach house, remember I told you all the mess that him and Cheryl were doing back and forth? It was pretty bad.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Would you bet that Dennis went to the bathroom in his pants?
I would bet.
Really?
Okay. Thank you, Homo.
All right. Talk to you later.
Our friend, Mr. Homosexual Joseph Chakin.
Highly entertaining. It's like a great Hollywood movie. It's got sex. It's got horror.
We'll be back to check Dennis's underpants. That's got to be the first time we've ever said that on this show.
That's for sure.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized the problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
Dual titanic orbs of radio excellence, Don and Mike.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Is it Don?
Yeah, and Mike.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
You know the girl that just called and said that she allowed herself to be violated in a bad place, Marlena?
Yes.
Well, Marlena spelled backwards is anal ram.
A-N-E-L-R-A-M. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Marlena.
Very good.
Marlena.
Way to bear down. That's using your bloody noggin.
I can tell you the truth. I think about Old Man Cook. Every time I see the movie with Clint Eastwood where Gene Rayburn is the president.
Hackman.
Gene Hackman. I say Gene Rayburn.
Oh, okay. I know the
movie.
What
is the name of the movie?
It's 1600 Pennsylvania.
No. It's.
He's a robber, right?
Yeah, it's where.
Absolute Power?
Yes. Where Hackman is the president.
Right.
And Clint Eastwood breaks into this old guy's house.
And he goes into the secret room.
And he breaks into the safe, and while he's in the safe,
right.
Hackman, who plays the president, comes in to bang this old guy's wife.
Yep.
And so Clint Eastwood closes the safe, and the safe has a two-way mirror and a big chair in there.
Right.
Because this old millionaire guy had this young hot wife, and because the old millionaire guy couldn't give her the old,
sit there and witness things.
He would watch.
I'd like to have the sacred robe.
And every time I've seen that movie, that's why I think of Marlena and Jack Kent Cook. Every single time. Marlena.
Bring him to the house.
Marlena.
Very good. Bloody good show. How about some damned eggs?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, happy birthday, bud.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I got a little advice for Dennis.
Yes. Oh, Dennis is here.
Yeah, and I was having a phone call, and Dennis comes into the room, just blasts into the room.
He holds his underpants?
I just got out of there. You know, I was talking to my wife. I said, got to go, bye. And I'm just, okay, no, just come into the studio when you're ready.
Right. What about Dennis, sir?
Well, I just got some advice for him.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
What is that, Paul Harvey?
Yes.
Did he say gonads?
Gonads. Yes.
Let's hear that tape again.
All right, just a sec.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Hey, we got to get a copy of that tape. That'd be great for this show.
Email it to you.
Where are you calling from?
St. Mary's.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Fantastic.
Hold on a sec. I'll give you a prize for that tape.
All right.
That's a good tape. Hold on. Dennis, if you would come and bring your underpants, please, and hang them on the end of this golf club that I have.
All right.
Dennis? Yeah, hold on, Dennis.
What's going on?
Those are your underpants?
Oh,
hang them on, turn them inside out, inside out, and hang them on the end of the skull.
I'd like to issue you a warning, please.
I'm not going to bring them near you, Mike.
Be very, very careful with that stick.
Don't worry. Especially not today.
All right.
You've been so nice to me today on my birthday.
Let's take a look.
Now,
Dennis?
Okay, wait. You know what?
All right.
I myself cannot bring myself to touch them.
Right.
But you
Dennis,
know what?
Why don't you hold them up?
Dennis, they really have to be turned inside out.
Can we bring the lights up, Rob, so we can
get around? Robbie, bring the lights up.
Turn
them all the way inside out.
Dennis, come over to this microphone. Stand up on the stage.
No. Come on. You tell me. All right, hold them.
There
you
go.
Oh, my God.
We have worms, Zahim.
There is quite a skid there, Dennis.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Gon.
Dennis.
He's honest.
Nothing unusual.
Hold on. All right, now.
Come on,
Hold him up. Hold him up, and I'm going to show you something with a golf club.
Okay.
I want to show you what's usual.
Okay.
What's usual is, and look where I'm pointing here. Hold on. Okay. Now I'm going to be like a guy on the Weather Channel. All this area around here, that's normal.
Yeah.
But if you, right here?
No. But,
no, hold on. Look right in the center there.
Okay.
That's not normal.
Okay.
That's like gone. You made.
Gone.
I stand by my conviction that Dennis made.
I didn't want clearly.
Okay, we don't need that information. Let me see the front.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see the front now.
Okay, oh yeah, all right. That's...
Oh, come on, as usual.
We have worm signs.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Jeez.
All right, hold on. What is that?
Okay. What happened is, you know, after you're gone.
Oh,
you geeshed?
No.
From a previous... are those old?
When you go to the bathroom, okay?
When you go to the bathroom.
You know how you...
No matter how hard you shake and dance, the last three drops always land in your pants.
That's what that is.
All right, we'll turn around the other side again.
Okay.
I maintain.
Yeah. Come on, Gon.
Hold it. Such a thing as having skid marks and then having someone repave the street. Hold on. And let me just hold them up like that.
Okay.
If you look right down here, Mike, you'll notice that the skid kind of continues...
Yeah.
Down the underpants.
Yeah.
It's very deceiving the way...
Dom, what is the dark stain above, the grayish
up here?
Stain? Would that be a former blood stain?
Dennis, what is that stain, the one I'm pointing to right there with the golf club?
Maybe I have grease on the pants or something like that.
Grease on the back of his underpants.
Working on the car.
It does not look like a blood stain, actually.
It's not necessary to show those to me.
Come on.
Dennis? I'm going to have to stand by my earlier thought.
This is usual for me. I, Dennis,
listen, I love you. You're a great guy. I think you went to the bathroom in your pants
today. I did not go to the bathroom. I maintain I did not go to the bathroom in my pants.
He's sweating and he's very adamant.
I will take the laundry cap.
I'm going to say that if those are the evidence, I am going to side with Mr. Dennis Murphy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That is an average stain for Dennis Murphy. I would say that is probably a minimal stain for Dennis Murphy. From average, I would
do
say
you
that
not
that...
think, Mike, to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury, can you not, in... Hold on. Can you not, with clear conscience, say... Right. That is more than an average skid mark?
It is more than an average skid mark. It is significantly more than an average skid mark.
Including, I would like to point out...
The center?
Not only the center...
It's the soft, chewy center.
But the additional bands of moisture.
Right.
And you will notice in the middle, the color is very dark. But even way up here...
You're grossing me out.
Even way up... I'm doing this like the Weather Channel.
I know you are.
But even way up here, look at this. You've got color way up here. A good 4 or 5 inches away from the middle of the skid.
I would venture to say that's an average day. Would that be an average day for you, Dennis?
Like,
hold on. Hold those up to the window.
Okay.
Fuck.
Well, it's... No, I think it's a worse than average mark, but I don't think it's any more than that. That's my opinion.
All right, well...
We've got Robin here if you want to get one more vote on.
All right, right now I'm voted down on this. Rob, step up and take a look.
Hold on. I think it's an unfortunate incident, but it's not an accident.
All right, I am voted down.
An accident.
I am voted down.
It is unfortunate.
You know what I feel now? I feel like the guy that was prosecuting OJ. I feel like Christopher Darden. Now I know I have a guilty man in my presence.
May I offer a theory, Your Honor?
Yet a jury of my peers has found him not guilty. Yes, Mike.
Not guilty, if we are using those underpants as the evidence. I am saying to you that based on today's activities, I would say I do not 100% believe that those are the underwear from
now,
today.
These are the underwear. Guarantee you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you these are my original set of underwear that I put on at 7:15 this morning.
Okay. Well, if we could only cuss on this show, this would be a funny rhyme. If it isn't S-H-I,
oh, come
right,
on.
You must acquit. If it isn't... You must acquit. Dennis, let me ask you this.
Okay, Gon.
Would you plead no contest?
No, I'm not going to plead no contest.
Dennis, will not plead
you,
no contest.
When did you change out of those... when did you produce your underwear? When did you do that? Where and when did you do that? Here?
Oh, in the laboratory.
In the laboratory.
In the laboratory.
Okay,
in the laboratory.
So you're currently now not wearing underpants, Mr. Murphy?
Yeah, I'm not currently wearing underpants.
I feel no need to prove that to the jury. Why don't I want to see it?
Oh, come on!
How do I know that maybe you weren't in the bathroom at McDonald's washing your underpants?
No, I did not. Oh, come on. I took my underwear off in the laboratory in the lobby.
So you're not wearing underwear now?
I'm not wearing underwear.
And you could prove that.
Yeah, you want to prove it?
We have to get that proof.
Yes, we have that proof.
Oh, okay. Just God, once and for all. Dennis,
what?
Now hold on a second.
Okay.
You're pointed. Let me see, Pat. You're pointed right at me, and I know exactly what you're
going to do. Pointed? No. I was going to say pointed at Buzz, but then you and I see the business end.
We don't really need a complete. You don't have to go all the way with this, okay?
All right. Let's.
All right. Okay. You prove it. Put a hike upon it. All right. That's it. All right, he's telling the truth.
Oh, my God.
He's telling the truth.
Dennis, listen, a jury of my peers has found you innocent. I will abide by their findings.
Yeah.
However, in my heart, I think you went to the bathroom in your pants.
That's all right, take your time.
I think you made a mess in your pants, Dennis.
Oh, come on, God.
Officially on the show, whenever this is referred to,
right.
I will say that you were found not guilty by a jury of your peers.
Thank you.
O.J. Murphy.
Come on.
Congratulations on your acquittal. Dennis, you've been acquitted, so enough with the come on.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Can I do a promo?
Of course.
I'm going to be on the corner of 123 and Main Street at McDonald's. I have plenty of t-shirts for purchase, so come on by.
So if you want a Dennis Murphy is a Major Epping Star t-shirt, see you in the parking lot at McDonald's.
Only $10.
Now, will you be stopping to put the underpants back on, or are you just going to go...
They're off now. I'm not going to put them back on.
Sans underpants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right. Terrific.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Give those hands a good scrubbing before you start handing out t-shirts.
Gone. I do not lie.
All right, Dennis.
Okay.
I found you. You know, you are officially found not guilty.
Okay. You're not guilty, Dennis.
So I need to room. You're gonna rat on me again.
No. You leave the room with a clear conscience.
Okay. Bye bye.
Sleep well.
Tell Leah I said hi.
Tell Leah he said hi. I'll tell
Leah.
I'll tell Leah, the guy that took a crap in his pants, said hi.
She was far away from my mind.
Don't touch that counter, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, that newspaper is toxic. Don't touch it.
I just wanted to say Dennis is super nice, and when he left, he offered to shake my hand.
Did he really?
I declined. Same hand that
he's holding those underpants in.
Dennis Murphy.
All right, you gotta get him.
He posted, he came in here, he produced his underwear. He is a trooper. Then he gave himself a plug to buy his t-shirts at a fast food establishment.
I'll see you there, Mike.
Wow.
We'll be back right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This house is so gone crazy.
Made fresh daily with brown eggs. The Don and Mike Show.
Plus, stand by. We've got to give away this trip to Florida that'll come right your way with some news and comments. Monday show live from Hollywood.
L.A., baby.
From CBS. Always a good show.
Right.
We never let you down. Jam-packed with celebrities. No boring stuff. It's on Monday's episode. Next Wednesday night, Las Vegas-style show at Pedonia Station.
All right.
This is for everybody in Baltimore. We'll be at Pedonia Station next Wednesday night. We hit the stage at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
With all of the raunchy fun that you've come to know and expect from a Las Vegas-style show.
You're going to love it.
See you there next Wednesday night. I want to make sure we hype that up so everybody shows up Wednesday night.
All right.
In Vegas Wednesday for a Las Vegas-style show. Now, we do have a great prize to give away. With much love to Tammy.
Yes, Tammy does a great job.
Tammy Sachs, our great promotions director, who keeps coming up with all these great giveaways for the show. We're giving away today a trip to Key West, Florida.
All right.
Filming site of some of Arnold Schwarzenegger's greatest movies, and this trip is courtesy of Planet Hollywood.
Ah.
We have a list of the 30 or so people who have won prizes on the show this week. To prove to us that you're listening, you must answer your phone with this phrase that pays. Dennis Murphy may or may not have crapped his pants.
The password is, Dennis Murphy may or may not have crapped his pants.
Now, you know, of course, legally here in our kangaroo court, he was found not guilty.
He's found not guilty, right.
But I'm thinking, just like with O.J.
Yeah, you're the prosecutor, and you will, you know, you will go to your grave believing that he did.
Every time I see Marcia Clark on TV, she won't come all the way out and say that O.J. did it. She says, well, he may or may not have. He was found not guilty.
You know, she believes it in her heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks O.J. was guilty, and I think Dennis crapped his pants.
That's right.
So answer your phone by saying,
Dennis Murphy may or may not have crapped his pants.
Do that, and you'll win the trip to Florida. Now, remember, you got to say that before you say hello.
Right.
And please don't be thrown off by the fact that if your phone is ringing and you're listening to the radio, you don't hear it, because we do have a 10-second digital delay.
There you go.
Okay, let's make the first call.
Answer your phone by saying, Dennis Murphy may or may not
crap his pants.
That is it. Hope you're at the busy office.
Say it loud, say it proud.
Working at a quiet law firm. And incidentally, speaking of the law, that was the criminal proceeding,
Dennis
too.
Dennis Murphy may or may not have crapped his pants.
There it is!
Wow!
You got it first try.
How easy was that?
That was great. Happy birthday, Don.
I was going to tell you the civil proceeding could definitely take place a little later on down the road if you choose to bring him into civil court. Right.
How easy was that?
That was great.
I mean, we didn't even have time to make that into a real contest.
That was great.
Well, okay, this is Amanda, right?
Yes, it is.
Amanda, where are you calling from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Where did I call you? Area code 540.
Fredericksburg.
What station do you listen to? JFK?
Yes.
Beautiful. Amanda, you have won a trip for two to Key West, Florida. Filming site of some of Arnold Schwarzenegger's greatest films. Trip includes round-trip air, 2 nights, 3 days hotel, hotel transfers, and dinner at Planet Hollywood. Arnold Schwarzenegger, biggest name in action, is back. Arnold's best movies, now available in new collectible packaging at video stores everywhere.
That's just awesome.
Have a great time in Florida, and we thank you for listening to the show.
Can I tell Buzz that I think he has a really nice voice?
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
And if you're going to refer to Buzz, I wish you would use the pet name we've given him.
What's that?
Siffy.
Siffy?
Siffy. S-I-F-F-Y.
Siffy the Elston.
He has a very nice voice.
Siffy the Elston Slayer.
Siffy.
Siffy the Elston Slayer. And a happy birthday to Don. Buzz has a nice voice, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Don't you have something for Mike?
Huh? Mike, you have a nice voice, too.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
That was from the heart.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Real heartfelt.
Let me ask you something as you listened at home. Did you think that Dennis Murphy's underpants were guilty or non-guilty?
Probably guilty.
Of course.
You know what? It's just like it's just like the O.J. guilty.
That's right.
A verdict. Yes, most people didn't think. Most people think.
Right.
Except probably guilty.
I think you're probably right.
To the public, And you'd be one of the people, Mike, who would be interviewed on TV. We're now talking to one of the jurors.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara from Northern Virginia. Why did you find Dennis not guilty?
Don, the evidence wasn't there. I mean, I understand that, you know, the media tried him and convicted him. But I will tell you right now, if there is no S, you must acquit.
But what would you say when we were watching the proceedings on Court TV?
Yes.
What would you say to the people who saw the stains?
Well, Don, it was difficult because, you know, the forensic evidence that we had in front of us, which was the stain, and I can't doubt for a second that there was a stain. It was the extent of the stain that determined what the crime was, and I just could not, with clear, there was not, beyond a shadow of a reasonable doubt, mm-hmm. so much evidence that I could say that there was indeed an accident. I really have to go with the fact that it was an unfortunate incident.
Mike, did you give this decision simply because you were afraid of pressure you would receive from members of your community if you came back with a guilty verdict?
No, Don. No, I took the judge's instructions, I followed them to the letter of the law, and there was a reasonable doubt mm-hmm. that he had a severe number two accident in his pants. And so, therefore, I had to acquit him. And I remind you that somewhere down the road, if you want to bring him into civil court, you know, based on the fact that, you know, that putter you had got dentist germs all over it, you please feel free.
And, of course, the question all of our CNBC listeners would like to know.
Yes.
Will you be writing a book?
I will.
About your 5 minutes on the Dennis Murphy jury.
I will, because I know the historical significance that this trial will have on future guys that crap their pants. And I will tell you this, that I think my insights in this trial can help prevent another horrible incident like what happened today. Because, you know, God forbid, so many men have been falsely accused of this in the past.
Brains.
And, you know, I think this could be instructional as well as informative. And I'm doing that because, you know, I think the country is ready for it. You know, the country is ready for the expose. I was a juror in the Dennis Murphy crapped his pants trial.
Let me talk to jury foreman Rob Spiewak. Now, did you consult with the foreman before you came up with this decision?
We had serious consultations.
Yes.
And, you know, it got a little heated in there, but I will tell you right now that I think the foreman will hopefully back up some of the things I'm saying.
I concur with what he says. As someone who has been in a similar situation as the defendant and also acquitted, I'm very proud.
Did we once accuse you of crapping in your pants?
Not among this court, no. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
well, Joe.
I don't know.
I'm sad that you jumped on that so quickly. It was simply an accident with a can of corn. And I was not able to communicate that to my peers. But I think mm-hmm. juror number 7 was just fine. Thank you, 7.
Thank you very much, Foreman. Mr. Foreman.
Oh, yeah. Now, is Mike going to get a whole show about him like that juror number 7 show had on HBO? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I know.
Well, the show in slow motion.
That's pathetic is what that is.
It'll have to be a reenactment of Dennis's dirty underpants.
Yeah. Well, the actual replay of me in the jury room when somebody wanted to hang him high based uh-huh. on crapping his pants, I would be shown going...
No. In slow motion, right?
No. No.
And I'm getting
incredible.
My,
I'm getting my own talk show on Court TV as a former juror.
Yeah, Buzz, I'm surprised you didn't vote guilty.
No, I like Mike said, there just wasn't enough. There was a trail of evidence,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't enough evidence.
Yeah, I've changed actually the name of my book. It will not be the story of Dennis crapping his pants. It will be called 12 Angry Stains. look for 12 Angry Stains. Coming to a bookstore near you.
What is your lead story on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, there's a little Plinko in our prayers.
Oh, boy.
Right, the birthday boy.
Hope he's okay.
Right, oh, we'll get an update on Bob Barker.
Exactly.
B-Squared coming right up.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Mike Show, that was very...
professional.
Not guilty.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sharon Lawrence on the Don and Mike Show. Be sure to catch me on my new show, Ladies Man, Mondays on CBS.
Well, you know, these are all
2.0.
You know, I guess they can't, because they're doing 700 radio stations. Just give it a little bit more. I mean, I don't know. I'm not talking about the stars. I'm talking about what the stars say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just picture? So, you know, is it that, you know, these are people that, in many cases, are third-tier performers from other shows that have, or, on, you know, from failed shows. They're not mega stars. And I don't know what shows are going to get excited about these things, but it's a little ridiculous.
I guarantee you.
Right.
I mean, this for all of these celebrity types, mm-hmm. this will be the only time you ever hear this on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee that there will be some disc jockeys out there.
They'll play it all the time.
Especially those who have In the Morning after their name.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Play them constantly.
Yeah, Sharon Lawrence, good friend of the show. Good morning, Sharon.
Yeah, really.
She's got a hot new project coming up for CBS.
All right, let's see what Roma Downey says.
She's from Touched by an Angel.
She's very pretty.
She's an Irish actress, mm-hmm. I believe.
Right. Oh, I remember reading about her.
Right.
But she's like a good Catholic girl, and she plays this angel on this show, but in real life she's banging some other guy.
I think a messy divorce, actually.
Yes,
right.
The one.
Okay, let's see what she has to say.
Here she is.
Hello.
Hi, this is Roma Downey on the Don and Mike Show. Join me for another season of Miracles on Touched by an Angel, Sundays on CBS.
God, was that remedial?
1.5. Mm, 3.5.
Irish accent.
No, I'll give
thank
you that
you,
one.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay. Pine Daily.
Okay, 10. No need to play the tape for me.
Let's see what Pine Daily is. Here she is right here.
Right, yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Tyne Daly on the Don and Mike Show. Be sure to watch me my new drama, Judging Amy, Tuesdays on CBS.
That's negative numbers.
That's
I'm
a zero.
That is the worst.
The worst read.
Let's
hear it again.
That sucks.
Could she rush through it anymore?
Oh, God, the grizzled veteran.
Well, maybe she had to take a crap or something.
Here she is.
Hi, everybody. This is Tyne Daly on the Don and Mike Show. Be sure to watch me in my new drama, Judging Amy, Tuesdays on CBS.
Oh, you know.
F you, you cow.
If you're going to go into the studio, I mean, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it.
Right.
Hi, everybody. This is Tyne Daly. I'm angry.
It was more of a read than that. It was like, hi, everybody. This is Tyne Daly on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get me out of the studio.
I'm annoyed.
I got a turtle head poking out. I got a crap. This is Tyne Daly. Get in my belly.
You, of course, love to ref that show, C-Word and Lacey. All right, who's next? Terry Farrell. Now, she was Jax on Deep Space Nine.
Okay,
she's
not
the girl that had the tattoos going up and down her...
Yeah, Robo-Hawk.
Up and down her back and
her neck.
She
sounds as sexy as Catherine Bell.
Here she is.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Terry Farrell.
Hi, this is Terry Farrell on the Don and Mike Show. Join me for another season of non-politically correct comedy on Becker, Mondays on CBS.
Yeah, very sexy.
And I'll tell you, I remember we had that girl on our show, and we had her on our show when she called us from a hotel room and was describing to us how she hadn't had sex for a long time.
Is she the one that was also in Back to School? Where she played the...
I don't know.
Did she play the love interest of Rodney Dangerfield's son?
She's not in there? No. Oh, they only have a picture of Pecker.
Mm-hmm.
Peckerhead Ted Danson.
I think it's the same lady. I wish somebody knew that.
When she was on our show, though, she was a fantastic guest.
Yes.
She was in a hotel room.
Right.
And she talked about sex and how horny she was.
I'm going to give her a 4.5.
That's a 5. Let me hear that again.
She sounds friendly to Don and Mike on this.
She does.
A very friendly buzz.
I wish I knew that, too, because that would be my way of identifying her.
Hi, this is Terry Farrell on the Don and Mike Show.
Baby.
Join me for another season of non-politically correct comedy on Becker, Mondays on CBS.
Yes, of course. Do me. Do me.
Hold on, we have a call for tomorrow's Nude Feud. Hello, Brian.
Yes.
Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
You got enough people for the Nude Feud?
Well, we do need a second family, my friend.
All right, I think I can help.
Really, where are you from, sir?
I'm from Herndon.
Who would you have playing with you tomorrow?
I have a few friends.
Okay, who would the friends be?
Do you want names?
Well, no, I mean, just how many men and women?
Oh, I got 2 girls and 3 guys.
That's what we're looking for.
It's always hard to get the girls, but...
Sure, now, listen, you understand, you'd be naked.
Yeah.
You just play the Family Feud naked.
And it's just going to be in the room with the other family and you guys, right?
Right, correct.
Okay.
And the family that wins tomorrow...
We're doing it at a stadium.
The family that wins tomorrow will have their choice of either winning the $1,000 in annual lawn care, starting with Paul Seating from AgriLawn, or a trip for 2 to Charlotte for WWF Unforgiven. So either way, both families will win nice prizes.
Is that airfare included, or is it drive?
Oh, no, yeah. Airfare, baby.
Airfare for 2. You'd have to, you know, kind of flip for it for who won, but, you know, that's it.
Anyway, whoever shoots the most.
Beautiful. Well, then you're in, Brian.
Excellent.
All right, hold the line, please.
All right.
Good. Nude Family Feud tomorrow.
That's going to be interesting when they come in, that family.
We got our 2 families ready.
Yeah. We got it.
Okay, good.
Shout out.
Good. Now we need the girl to come down and punch me, and today's show will be perfect. With all of Jeremy's distractions.
Right.
All right, next, Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, Mandy Patinkin, Chicago Hope.
I can't stand this guy. He is such a pretentious prick. Have you ever seen him on Letterman, when he comes out on Letterman?
Yes, he likes to sing.
Sings his opera songs.
Fruit.
Here he is, Mandy Patinkin.
Really? Hi, this is Mandy Patinkin on the Don and Mike Show. Be sure to watch me on Chicago Hope, Thursdays on CBS.
God.
No energy there. I give him a 1-5, same as I gave him the touch by an angel.
I give him a 2.
Okay.
No, it's got to be difficult, don't you?
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
All right, what about Swoozy Kurtz? Ugh. That old bag.
I don't like Swoozy.
Me either.
We don't like anybody.
No.
If you like somebody, I don't like him. If I like somebody, you covered. We cover the bases. We don't like anybody.
I think we both like Gary Farrell, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Swoozy Kurtz on the Don and Mike Show. Be sure to watch me in the new comedy Love and Money Fridays on CBS.
Don't count on that, honey. I give Swoozy Kurtz a 1.0.
Same here. That's the first time I believe we've agreed. We gave her a 1.0 together.
The phones are going like crazy. Let me see if someone has your answer about Terry Farrell being in that movie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, tell Mike that it was Terry Farrell in Back to School with Roger.
Yeah, she's great. Great actress, a real hottie. I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she really one of the best greetings we had on this tape.
Doable.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to pull that out, that segment.
I'd like to pull the segment out.
I'd like to pull that segment out when we go to California to replay it for her so she remembers.
Absolutely, and then she will feel special.
That's right.
She will feel special. Two things will happen. She'll feel real special or we'll look real pathetic.
Which do you think will happen? All right, now here's the one that I'm really expecting something from.
Okay.
Kevin.
Kevin James.
Now, you got to know if what's his name, Kevin Pollak, gives us a special greeting, that Kevin James certainly should.
I'm hoping against hope, but I'm also prepared to be disappointed.
Over the last year, Kevin James has been on our show no less than 10 times.
Absolutely.
And many times he's been on with Leo where they've been screaming at each other.
This is almost, to me, a slam dunk because he's going to look at the copy first, he's going to see the name, and he's going to do something special. I hope and pray. If he doesn't...
You want to bet?
I will say he will. Have you heard these before?
No, I have not. I swear to God.
Okay.
I will bet you he won't.
Okay, let's go.
Very good.
Okay. All right, let's hear.
Hi, everybody. This is Kevin James on the Don and Mike Show. Watch me as I rule over my kingdom on the King of Queens, Mondays on CBS. Big winner.
Wow.
Big winner.
You win.
Wow. Way to go. Thanks, Kevin.
He's the guy that took the picture down, too. I guarantee it.
No one. Well, she said she put it back up, and she said she put up the 8x10 this time.
Right.
Hey, we'll find out all questions answered on Monday's episode when we sit those two down. Listen to that.
That's the sound of me tapping my pen. I'm upset at that.
Kevin James 1.0.
Is he still afraid of, does he still not have the confidence or, what is it? What's going on with this guy?
He's got to have the confidence.
I feel like he's drifting away from us, Don.
Mm-hmm. He's becoming a TV prick like we knew he would.
Yeah.
Okay, next is David Ogden Steers.
From
MASH.
Winchester.
Right.
Major Winchester.
All right, here he is. Who cares what he says?
This is David Ogden Steers on the Don and Mike Show.
Steers?
Be sure to watch me in the new comedy Love and Money, Fridays on CBS.
David Ogden Steers.
Right.
This is like Ian Ziering. I'm an actor, therefore I will pronounce the name incorrectly.
Do you remember when we had...
Yeah.
When 90210 came on the air.
Right.
We had
really working it up to get there in our real... We hate celebrities mode.
We had that Ian Ziering on the show.
Right.
And I made the mistake of calling him Ian.
Because it's Ian.
And the guy ran such an attitude, it was an awful interview.
I mean, you asked a very innocent question that all celebrities ask. How much money do you make?
Oh, and yeah, he refused to.
No, it was an easier one. How much money do you have on you right now? And he refused to answer. And he wasn't even funny. But, he knows that's a funny question. And it's not meant to be handled seriously because it's not a serious question. And he did not choose to. I'm not going to tell you that.
It's Ian.
Ian.
Ian. My name's Ian.
Ian Ziering,
All right, let's see.
My name is Meek O'Mara.
All right, we have some BP now. Boner potential.
Okay. Lauren Holly coming up.
Yes, but first is Yasmin Bleef. So let's see what she said. Now, she doesn't know us from Adam.
No, but she just is. She's just sexy and can't help it.
Mm-hmm. So hot. Except she has that moon face.
That's okay, though. And I predict you see her up close and personal, you're going to be pleased.
I can't wait.
Is she the one that stayed at the Van Patten Mansion?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, right.
Oh, see, we've got that going for us, which is nice.
Okay, here she is.
Hi, this is Yasmin Bleef on the Don and Mike Show. Be sure to watch me on Nash Bridges Fridays on CBS.
Good and perky. I'll give her three.
Yeah, three.
Give her three.
3.5.
And finally, Lauren Holly, who used to be Jim Carrey's wife, might still be Jim Carrey's wife.
Okay.
She's hot.
She is on my list. She's, as far as I'm concerned, she's like one of the hot of the hotties. I think she's just got something happening.
She's mucho hot.
Let's see what she says.
Hi, this is Lauren Holly. Be sure to watch me as I join the cast of Chicago Hope Thursdays on CBS.
Well, listen, bitch, you didn't even mention our names.
Yeah.
You didn't even notice that, Mike?
No.
Rerun that, Rob.
Must you call her that horrible word, though? I know she didn't mention our names, but please. Must
she was a whore.
Oh, God. Yes, I guess you must.
Hi, this is Lauren Holly. Be sure to watch me as I join the cast of Chicago Hope Thursdays on CBS.
So she didn't do the personal greetings.
Right. F her. She's off the list, man.
No.
She's worse than Swoozy Kurtz.
She's off the list. You mean off the list of people we'll talk to her?
No, of course not. Yeah, of course we'll talk to her.
Yeah.
She's just off my list right here that I've got in front of me.
List that I had. Mine's a mess. I don't know who said who.
She's off the list.
Yeah.
I gave my highest rating to Kevin Pollak and Terry Farrell.
I gave my highest rating to Terry Farrell and Catherine Quinlan.
Yeah, good. I gave my lowest rating to Tyne Daly.
Tyne Daly got negative numbers for me.
And then after that, Amy Brenneman and David Ogden Stiers and Kevin James all got 1.0s with me.
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember. Okay.
Craig Kilborn, I gave a 1.
Right.
Amy Brenneman, I gave a 1. And Kevin James, I gave a 1 also.
Do you believe that?
I'm very disappointed.
Hey, Charlie, would you run in the number of King of Queens real quickly, please? The number on their set. You run that into us.
The personalized greeting could have been a little more personal.
I mean, God, the guy has been on this show.
That was cold.
A million freaking times.
Yeah, well, he's climbing that ladder now that they've got that, you know, that cherry time slot.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, I'll give her credit.
Yeah, she's been.
She is fantastic.
She's been fantastic. She supported this show.
She
flew to Sacramento to be on our show.
When we go out there on Monday, we're going to her house to broadcast from her house. She's great.
Right.
He. Persona non grata.
Yeah, not interested anymore. Simply not interested.
Yeah. Charlie Broyhill.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Got the number, please.
And he promised he wouldn't get that way.
Okay, Spicoli. There was a massive tie up in the
crowd scene.
That's food, Bob. Just couldn't make it on time.
That's when I come in with a bagel in my shorts. Remember, he's got a bagel in it.
Yeah, he's wearing that poncho. This is a birthday party for me. Thank you, Charlie Broyhill. Our ace producer.
He's wearing the poncho when the pizza guy comes to the class. He's wearing an open shirt with a bare chest and the bagel in his pants.
Right here.
Right here, dude.
Put this finger up in there. Right here. All right, we're calling King of Queens set now. It's 3:15 out there.
Probably in the middle of the shooting schedule.
I think it's probably film on a Friday.
Right. Don't they do it one day?
Hey, 28.
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the air right now. We're looking for our friend Kevin James.
Is that right? What's the name of Don and Mike?
Don and Mike. He knows who we are.
Okay.
Been on the show many times. We ask, see if Leah's there?
Okay.
I'd rather talk to her first.
All right, guys. Let me, we just took a break here before our run through.
Oh, good.
So let me see. I'm walking and talking. Let me see where they are.
Maybe a good chance to catch them.
Yeah. Let me walk over to Kevin's dressing room.
Oh, great.
Robbie. Rack up that tape that we have with Kevin.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are in Los Angeles, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me knock.
How far is Sacramento from Los Angeles? How far is Seattle from Los Angeles? How far is Portland from Los Angeles?
Hey, guys.
How far is Bakersfield?
That's Donald.
What? Great. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I said yes. No, he's blowing us off.
Is he blowing us off?
I want another bet? I bet we get Kevin is too.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, guys, I'm going to try to get you on with Leah first.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would rather talk to her.
But we just got blown off.
By Kevin.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, just let's talk to Leah, please.
Yeah, that's all right.
We love her better.
Oh, guys.
Love her better.
This is fun.
Yeah. Kevin James.
This is a lot of fun. But we're doing it. We got a guy in the
center. All right, guys. Hold for Leah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. One moment.
Hello.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something right now. You listen to me.
What?
I love you more than anything, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Kevin,
why?
we have some information about Kevin, and Kevin has proven himself to us today.
Listen,
what?
Listen, let me tell you, Leah, and thank you for taking our call.
Always.
Can I go in his room?
The great Leah Remini.
You could just give him a message for
all
us.
Right, that's right.
We're pissed at him.
All right, go ahead. Tell
okay,
me.
You know we're coming out there Monday for and Sunday for the CBS stuff.
Yeah.
So we got a list of all these celebrities. Excuse me, I'm very upset. All these celebrities who cut these liners saying, hi, this is Dixie Carter on the Don and Mike Show.
Now, Kevin Pollak is a guy that's been on this show a couple of times. He threw in a little something at the end there, but we weren't sure. It was a long time ago. We weren't sure whether he'd remember us, but when we get to Kevin James, we expect, hey, you know, he's been on this show so many times, he'll throw a little something extra in there, and so we're waiting. Hey, this ought to be a really good personalized greeting.
So listen, here's what we get from our good friend, Kevin James.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kevin James on the Don and Mike Show. Watch me as I rule over my kingdom on the King of Queens, Mondays on CBS.
Thanks for the effort.
What a prick.
Thanks for the effort?
What a prick.
Yeah, we're just...
Wow.
I mean, you understand, from Kevin Pollak, we get, hi, this is Kevin Pollak on the Don and Mike Show. Watch my new show. I'm sure Don and Mike won't watch it here on CBS. Terry Farrell from that show Pecker, we get a nice greeting from her.
Right.
We go all the way down. The one guy on this list who we really think that we're going to get maybe more than the standard bull-ass greeting from...
And he gives us the company standard thing he gives 700 radio. We are hurt.
And furthermore, Leah... We know he took that picture down.
You know what's funny? But you know what's so funny about this whole little story you're telling me right now?
Yes.
Is that I've been pretty consistent, right?
Yes, you have.
What did I say?
Yet?
Yes.
Did I get asked to do anything for you?
Hold on. What did I say? Robbie, rerun the tape. Leah, I want you to hear what I said right before we called you.
Okay.
Robbie, rerun the...
Yeah, this is evidence. I mean, you are literally at the top of our celebrity list.
Well, I didn't get asked to do anything for your show.
No, listen, you are fantastic.
That's right.
You're fantastic.
This is so typical. I'm the one who does everything.
I know. Listen, I should have known.
The right way, and then you guys go to Kevin for the thing.
No. He's bowel movement, okay?
Right.
No, the network made the tape. This wasn't a tape put together by the Don and Mike show.
You see, the network gets all these celebrities.
It's a list of people. You probably have had to do stuff like that. It's a list of
I don't get asked.
And we think when he's sitting in a room doing these tapes for 100 different disc jockeys, that when he sees our names, at least we'll get, hey, it's Kevin James and Don and Mike show. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Right.
Right. We love you, whatever.
Instead, we get the same boring...
Generic. It's a generic greeting, isn't it?
Monotone.
Right.
Here's what I said about that moments ago.
All right.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. This is Kevin James on the Don and Mike show. Hold on. Rob.
I thought you wanted to know when you were talking about how you love Leah.
Well, the important thing to remember.
Yeah, I do. What tape is that on?
That's tape two.
Play tape two because she's on the phone pod.
That's what he said. That's what he said the first time.
If she's on line seven, can she hear?
Where's Charlie?
I believe so.
Charlie Broyhill.
Let me put you on hold. Hold on. Just tell me if you hear this.
Here's Charlie Broyhill.
Leah, can you hear me? Hey, could you hear that on hold?
I hear nothing.
I'm fixing it.
Okay. What are you fixing?
I'm fixing it for you.
Fixing what?
You want to be able to play the tape for Leah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Charlie? Who's that?
Yeah, this is Charlie. Yeah. Say hi to
it's
Charlie.
It's your man, Charlie.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, that's a pisser.
I love that.
All right, here we go. Here's what I said about you, Leah.
For Leah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, one moment.
This is what we were just calling, trying to get through to you.
Hello.
Listen. Rob, back the tape up.
Okay.
Leah, I swear to God, I'm surrounded by idiots.
Who is working with you today?
Idiots.
Christ.
We just want to prove ourselves to you again. We just want to make sure that you know.
I want you to hear what was said.
I'm very excited about seeing you guys on Sunday.
In the heat of battle, here's what I said.
Yeah, sure.
I am a jerk. All right, hold on. Let me knock. Listen, I can't talk in here.
Well, what, Leah?
Is this live?
Yeah, we're live right now.
Okay, who's queuing the tapes?
Rob Spiewak is, and he's doing an awful job. Did you queue up to this part of this tape? Where I said, F Kevin...
Right.
No, I didn't know that.
That's okay. Genius, that's what I'm looking for. Where I said F Kevin, that we should have known all along that Leah's always done stuff for the show. Could you find that?
Yes.
Please, Rob A. Please. So, how's your new season going?
It's going great.
Did you get our picture back up?
I got your picture in a frame, my friend.
Oh, fantastic.
Is it on the set?
Of course it's on the set.
Oh, really?
Where on the set?
It's with my picture, Jerry's picture. You know how we have family photos
right
in our living room, which
really
we do a lot of scenes in.
To the living room.
You are something.
It's in a frame.
You're something.
You're the greatest.
And Kevin's number two.
You would have given us a personal greeting.
I mean, Kevin is number two, like, you know, BM number two.
Well,
I can't wait.
Should I go into his room while you're talking to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let me go into his room. I have to watch. Is he queuing up that damn tape or what?
I don't know. Rob, did you get it or not? Robbie, come on now.
Rob,
Leah's very busy.
It is right at the point where you first hear Kevin's greeting and you explode because
okay.
you're mad at him.
All right, so here you go. Here's the tape. Here you go.
Hi, everybody. This is Kevin James on the Don and Mike Show. Watch me as I rule over my kingdom on the King of Queens, Mondays on CBS.
Big winner.
Wow.
Big winner.
You win.
Wow.
Is that
way
it?
Way to go. Oh, thanks, Kevin.
Here's took the picture down, too, I guarantee it. No.
Well, she said she put it back up, and she said she put up the 8x10 this time.
Right.
Hey, we'll find out all questions answered on Monday's episode when we sit those two down. Wait. What's that?
That's the sound of me tapping my pen. I'm upset at that.
Kevin James 1.0.
Guys?
Is he still afraid of...
Hold on. I'm getting to the good part about you.
All right, hang on.
Hold on. You know, is he still not...
I have
Donna
Mike on the phone.
Or...
Live.
Is that Kevin?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
They're mad at you, Kev.
What?
They're mad at he wants to talk to you. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. They're mad at you.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. TV star.
What's going on?
We always knew you'd be too big for us.
What if I get too big? You're on my piano now.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. We're here listening to this tape of the CBS stars, you know, giving us their monosyllabic greetings.
You know, the tapes that CBS puts together, they send out to all the radio stations with the greetings from the stars?
Yeah.
And
okay,
they make you guys go into the studio, and everybody says, hi, you're on the Don and Mike Show. It's the generic greeting. Everybody reads the same card.
You know, we get a nice personal greeting from Kevin Pollak, who's a guy that was on this show one time about 5 years ago. He remembers...
When did I tape this?
I don't know. Do we have the tape?
Yeah, it's just on a DAT.
No. Do we have the tape of Kevin saying that?
Yes.
Crank it out for me.
All right, hold on. Listen. Listen how generic this is. There's nothing. There's no recognition.
We figured, you know...
I love you guys at this time?
You know... We figured of all the stars that were on this tape that we would get some sort of personal acknowledgement
right,
from you.
So, listen, we're all excited.
We're very excited. Here comes Kevin James. He'll say something funny.
Here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Kevin James on the Don and Mike Show. Watch me as I rule over my kingdom on the King of Queens, Mondays on CBS.
Just like all 900 other radio stations got.
Blown away by
that. I'm reading a thing.
I know.
Right, but you're reading a thing. You should read.
This is before we had a relationship.
No. Oh, right. So you cut that liner last year?
I'm telling you. When was it?
You're such a liar.
Stardom has poisoned you, Kevin James.
Such a liar.
Listen to me. How much? You want to talk about love? What radio station was I on in Vegas, Jason? What one?
We heard you said something about us.
Yeah, that got back to us. Okay, that got back to us.
All right, well, listen, we just expected a little better greeting. That's all, Kevin. You know, we just thought maybe we'd get a, hey, Donna, Mike, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to level with you.
Yes?
I got a drinking problem.
All right. Thank you for taking our call. Can we talk to Leah, please?
Oh, man, what's going on? Come on.
Can we talk to our friend Leah Remini, please?
Really, we need to talk to her for a second.
All right, hold on.
I got a drinking problem.
Oh, Jesus. Love you the most. Love you the most.
You know you're the number one in our hearts. You know that.
Thank you.
Love you the most.
Thank you.
Love you. See you this weekend.
What?
We will see you this weekend.
I'm very excited about seeing you guys.
Oh, we are too. You know, we always are. We love you.
I'm going to wear something a little special for you.
Oh.
Any requests, my friend?
Oh. Any requests? Yes.
Any requests?
I request no underpants.
And I request grande clivaggio.
Except Angelo's, so the underwear thing is not going
to... Oh, that's not going
to
happen?
I'm not going to be able to see that.
I could see it if you wore stretchy pants when you got up to walk away.
That's true. Right, here we are again with the stretchy pants.
Stretchy pants.
I'm requesting cleavage.
All right, you got it, baby.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on, your man Charlie Broyhill wants to talk to you.
Okay, honey.
Leah, you're great. Kevin,
you guys are.
Kevin is crap.
He's in deep crap right now.
It is. And we're going to tell him to his face when we see him this weekend.
Okay, good.
All right, love you. Love you, King of Queens. Hey, and incidentally, King of Queens, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Weren't you guys like the top-rated freaking show?
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
Bravo.
I mean, not just winning their time slot,
I think that's because of you guys.
Well, I do too. Uh-huh. Thank you. Hold on, Leah. I love you.
I love you. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
She's the sweetest.
Love her. Love her. Really love her.
We're mad at him, but he still makes us laugh.
Oh, he's funny.
I have a drinking problem. That cracked me up.
He's just a Hollywood prick now. That's all he is.
Hey, but a new location for our picture on the piano. A new place to look.
Yeah, in the living room.
We'll have to find out when those episodes start running.
Now, cool. You know, when she said that, I immediately started thinking. Now I'm thinking about their other shows. How many scenes are done in the living room as
right.
opposed to in the kitchen? I think the kitchen might have been a better spot.
I think so, too.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
We'll find out.
Always good to talk to our friend.
Yes, our friend.
From King of Queens, Leah Remini.
And, of course,
Mr. Kevin James.
Tell me about the thing in Vegas.
Hey, Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments tonight?
Well, I have to thank Mike for writing tonight's headline, and it is, just like in real life, Floyd is getting weaker.
Boom. Oh, here we go. I lost the tape. Said stay tuned. Okay, everybody. Stay tuned, everybody.
Please. Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes,
Mike heard a Jaguar, and you don't want to know how much it costed.
Oh, it was amazing.
How much it costed.
Yeah.
How much it cost for one day.
That's right.
To rent this car just so he could drive around L.A. like he was an L.A. guy.
Excuse me just a minute there. I wasn't alone in that Jag, was I?
That's when we went to Venice Beach together.
Okay, Hutch. Okay,
Starsky.
We had a great... And you know something? I thought we got the most out of that Jag.
You're right. We were in it all weekend.
We drove around
all weekend.
Stupid. That is hugely pathetic.
But you were L.A.man.
I was L.A.man. Yeah. I still love going to L.A. I really do. I love it.
Well, there you go. Saturday night.
Cool.
We'll be dining with Leah.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
How about that?
Fantastic.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have the salad.
I might just stuff myself. I mean, you know, I'm going to get like room service before
yourself
we go.
In the mini bar.
Right. Just like eat about 8 Snickers bars and they go, I'll have the Caesar salad, please. Nope, nothing else.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We don't normally cover hurricanes, but we're not normally in their way. Washington, D.C. is not a coastal town, but even in this area, they're preparing for whatever Hurricane Floyd might bring. Most all the area schools here are closed tomorrow. Even the Quantico Marine Base, except for necessary personnel.
I've never heard of that since I've been down here. I was just talking to my son during the commercial break. He's ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, this is like a winter day. You know, and he's only been in school for 2 weeks.
Right. You know what the weird thing is I look out the window here in Washington, D.C., I notice that it is the calm before the storm. It really does seem like, you know, sometimes when you're going to get a bad thunderstorm, mm-hmm. it has that same feel to it. But
yeah, well, it could happen. Yeah.
I will stick by my earlier assessment that I made 3.5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you something to frame that, because I do think we're going to get nailed. Based on the size of this thing, I would tell you that at some, this is the only way I can express it to you, somewhere in your area, immediate area,
mm-hmm.
you will find a tree down tomorrow across the road. Somewhere there will be a traffic disruption. I'm going to give you that little 10-mile square area around you.
Okay.
You'll have a down tree or a power line or something.
I would take that bet.
All right. Very good.
I was right about Kevin James.
Yeah. You were right about
him. I'm on a winning streak.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. There's one thing brought up to me by our producer, Charlie Broyhill. He indicated that they might have recycled that Kevin James thing from a year before, simply based on the total lack of emotion in that, but I'm not sure.
No.
We're going to have to grill him on that. That's one thing we're going to have to get to the bottom of with Kevin James.
No way. No way. That was new. Absolutely new.
Who put that up?
Repent, the end is near.
Ah. Who is that?
I believe that is the comedy stylings
Wendell?
Of the great comedy team of Wendell Hall and Joe Artinger.
Boy, those boys are genius. Great job, boys.
America's newest Dumb and Dumber team. Thank you, Wendell and Joe, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be here all week. They're great and they're funny and they come back every year.
Don't forget, tip your waiters and waitresses.
Well, you know it's serious when the Marines bug out. The forecast calls for high winds and heavy rains. Flash flooding's expected here in the Washington, D.C. area.
I just maintain what I said 3.5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Will we get a bad rainstorm?
Yes.
Will anything catastrophic happen? No.
Okay, not even trees going down?
No.
No.
We're expecting 40-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 60 miles an hour, so there could be some damage. The utility companies are bracing themselves for that. The ground's so hard from the recent drought, that could make the flooding situation worse.
What hard?
Yes, I did. And I'll say it again. Hard. Whatever's left of the hurricane could spawn tornadoes, so there's a strong chance for severe weather
that
tomorrow.
That counts, incidentally.
Mm-hmm. And the tropical storm...
No. Any
of
trees that are
does.
Down. Any trees that are down have to be down from the hurricane.
Oh, that's... No, I can't accept... That's not fair. You just cheated us.
All right. Okay.
The tornadoes actually, I think, are part of the hurricane.
Of course it is.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Tropical storm watch even includes Baltimore, by the way. And now, at the grocery stores, you would think that a snowstorm or Y2K was coming. People are stocking up on bread, milk, and toilet paper, along with batteries and drinking water.
Jesus Christ.
But enough about us. They will not be so lucky on the coastline from Wilmington, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina. The eye of the storm is expected to hit the border between the Carolinas very early tomorrow morning.
Now, that's later than they said today.
And the storm is...
Once again, like every hurricane that has hit the coast, it buzz, I swear to God.
I know. You're right.
They said 2 o'clock this afternoon it was going to hit the coast.
These things are very hard to track.
I understand, but I will also tell you that in recent memory, they call for landfall, and they get eager, and they don't think it out. I swear to God. That's why they always say it's going to be, you know, they show the storm track when they expect it's going to go faster, and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. All I know is I make kids go to school tomorrow. That's all.
Schools have basements.
Basements could fill up with water.
But don't
You are the doomsayer, man. Don't they evacuate people to schools? Isn't that where they evacuate? Because schools are made of brick and they're stable. That's where people go for. So why can't they?
Well, we got to get the kids out of there.
The kids go to school.
Got to get the kids out of there so we can put everybody else in it.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
The worst of the storm is
we're drowning in here.
This is not the best shelter I've ever been in. Now the worst of the storm is still 6 hours away for Wilmington, and they've already had 8 inches of rain from Floyd. Despite all that, a CNN correspondent...
Where's my eye? Tell me where my eye is, bud.
I will in a moment, Floyd.
Better be careful. My eye's coming.
I'm watching your eye.
Is your eye watery?
Oh, it's watery.
Very wet.
Real moist in Floyd's eye.
And windy. Despite all this, a CNN correspondent in Wilmington says the city is not having a mandatory evacuation.
One woman I spoke with asked, where would she go? The storm is so wide, she feels she's just as safe in her home as opposed to driving inland. Wilmington Mayor Hamilton Hicks says he has endured too many hurricanes to run away from this one.
But there are plenty of people in the area who are worried and who are getting out of the way.
Time out, Buzz. We'll be back.
It's nice and calm in my eye.
We'll be back with more in a moment.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.